It's time for the Giant Company pregame show on the Blue Raider Sports Network. Today's game brought to you in part by Giant Company, the Hetrick Center, Jack's Auto Sales, King Rick Memorials, Tim Clouser Remax Realty Select, Michelle's Creations with you in mind, Daly's Golf, J&J Pizzeria, Middletown Moose, Brownstone Cafe, Dominic D. DeFrancisco, American Legion Post 594, Hughes Awards and Screen Printing, Middletown Home, DHL Supply Company, VFW Post 1620, and Middletown Lumber. Now let's take it out to the game with the WMSS Sports Crew.
Middletown Blue Raiders take on the number 3 seed, Spring Grove Rockets. Middletown 19-2, Spring Grove 17-4, and for the Blue Raiders, this is uncharted territory as the ladies from Middletown making their first ever appearance in the district championship game for volleyball. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Middletown head coach Lisa Huber about this historic occasion for Middletown girls volleyball when we come back here on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Giant Company, nutrition, health, and pharmacy resources all in one place. And from our table to your table, there's Giant Direct, allowing you to pick up your groceries without leaving your car. Giant Company partners with over 100 local food banks and with Feeding America, the nation's largest organization dedicated to fighting domestic hunger. Giant Company, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Hetrick Center has been serving the Middletown area since 1979. The Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists. They have locations in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. That's the Hetrick Center, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Brian Kaiser back on the pregame show alongside of Middletown head volleyball coach Lisa Huber. Coach, congratulations, first of all, making it here to the district championship game. This team has already faced adversity this season. You lost Addie midway through the year. Just talk about how proud you are of this group and then how they've been able to overcome.
I'll tell you what, it's been one of those situations that it rocked them for a bit and wasn't quite sure if they were going to be able to rebound from that. But I just kept talking little by little, like saying we've got to make up the difference in her aces, her attacks, her defense. Everybody has to do a little bit better and pick up the pieces. And thankfully, they finally bought in. They realized what my expectations were, and now they're pulling it together really well.
You have a couple of seniors, too, who you really have leaned on with Lily Bannister, Maddie Fox, and their leadership's been very key, I'm sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. They both have stepped up immensely in their roles, especially from an offensive threat. Lily's averaging 20 kills a game postseason in districts, and Maddie's giving me over 10 kills a game, so like making up a huge difference for us.
This was a team that coming in, there was a lot that you guys really were expecting coming in. And with those high expectations, how has this team really, as you've seen them grow through the season, really, really played to those expectations?
You know, we started out, we brought in some sophomores, and we knew that we had to get some of these girls caught up with what these upperclassmen's expectations were and where we wanted to go with the season. And I think that's what I liked most about my upperclassmen is they brought the rest of these girls along for the ride and brought them up to speed with where we need to go so we can get to that end result, which is basically here.
And we are at this point where this is new era. This is a new location for this program and for a lot of the girls' sports overall. How important is this game tonight in the grand scheme of things? Just the fact that this program is here and you're getting this opportunity and showing that what Middletown can do at this level.
Oh, I think this is huge. I mean, we're making history tonight. So this is our first opportunity to show Middletown, something to talk about when it comes to volleyball. And expectations, I hope, will continue as the season progresses. We continue to move on. I mean, and I'm excited to see that we're also making history going to states for the first time as well. So it's been an enjoyable ride.
Let's talk about your opponent because it's a Spring Grove team that you're well familiar with. Maybe not – People may not realize this, but this is a Spring Grove team that a lot of your team and you yourself coach and play with during the season.
Yeah, at least a handful of them are Nook players that I've either coached currently or have coached in the past. So we call it our Nook family, so to speak. And it's going to be one of those, like, both teams are excited to play with each other. And win or lose, I think no matter what, we'll all be proud of each other with the end result, no matter what.
What's the key tonight? What's it going to take for you to go on the road and win this one and bring a district championship back to Middletown?
I think we're going to have to shut down their outside. Elena Ziegler and Mackenzie Boyer, they're two dominating attackers. If we can control them and take them out of their game, we shouldn't have a problem.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Middletown head volleyball coach Lisa Huber back with more after this here on the pregame show here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to noon, or by appointment. Jack's Auto Sales is located at 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230. Their number is 944-7363 or online at jacksautosales.net.
And welcome back here to Spring Grove. We're doing starting lineups right now as we speak. Lena Jones, sophomore. Katie Wagner, sophomore. Maddie Fox, senior. Kennedy Heilman, sophomore. Ellie LeKites, a junior. Lily Bannister, a senior. And Gabby Harvey, a sophomore. The starters for the Middletown Blue Raiders. Draven Murdy joining us here on the call today. Draven, tell us a little bit about the Middletown team.
The main players you are going to need to know today are Lily Bannister and Maddie Fox. You heard Coach Huber talk about them. They are the key to this Middletown offense. Lily is a P1 commit at North Carolina A&T. She's been the star for the past 3.5 years. Maddie at Mary Washington, both of them planning to continue the careers next year. They are the key if Middletown wants to dominate and get those points up tonight.
And now taking a look at Spring Grove, who's getting introduced to their home crowd right now. This is a group that 2 years ago went all the way and won a state championship. They're removed from that team just a little bit, but they are ready to go here today. Mackenzie Boyer, a senior. Mackenzie Boyer, a junior. Elena Ziegler, a sophomore. Aubrey Ziegler, a junior. Hannah Baldoff, a junior. Savannah Bosley, a junior. And libero Macy Baum, a senior, will be the starters for Spring Grove. The ones you want to watch out for, Elena Ziegler has been hot lately. Mackenzie Boyer also joins as a great option. When we come back, it will be the opening serve of the District 3 AAA Girls Championship game for volleyball. Middletown, Spring Grove, coming back after this here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Gingrich Memorials is the oldest business in Middletown, celebrating 100 years of service to the community. Gingrich Memorials has their own art staff and in-house laser, and they wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season. That's Gingrich Memorials, 568 North Union Street in Middletown.
WMSSFM.com, WMSS Middletown.
Super 91.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Tim Clouser has buyer and seller representation, real estate appraisal, new construction, and more. Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select. His number is 717-526-4300 or online at tclouser.harrisburghomes.net.
Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, proudly serves the Middletown area. Michelle and Doug Lutz are proud Blue Raider alumni. Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, has flowers, centerpieces, bouquets, wreaths, and they're a member of the Teleflora Network. Their number is 717-944-5425 or online at creationswithyouinmind.com.
Daly's Golf on East Main Street in Middletown does everything automotive. Tune-ups, inspection, tires, exhaust, brakes, even towing. Daly's Golf is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. That's Daly's Golf, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Yeah.
It's the District 3 Girls AAA Volleyball Championship from Spring Grove High School. And the Rockets of Spring Grove are hosting the Middletown Lady Raiders. Good evening, everyone. John Rulesbach, Travis Murdy, and Brian Kaiser with the call. A Middletown's first ever visit to the District 3 Championship in girls volleyball. What could be the first ever Middletown Girls Team Championship in any sport? And for the play-by-play, I hand it over to Brian Kaiser.
Thank you very much, John Wilsbach. And these two teams are familiar with each other in some way. As Spring Grove, Middletown, they have players on these two teams who play with each other at Spooky Nook, which is one of the main places where most of the club volleyball teams play. So they are familiar with each other. But tonight, it is a district title on the line. I bring Draven Murdy in, and Draven, this Middletown team, you talked with some of the girls today about just how excited they are for this opportunity.
They're ecstatic. You know, obviously it was really hard. They lost Addie Huber, a leader, one of the top players on the team early in the season against Trinity. But they've kept going. They are undefeated since then, and they're looking to make their mark here tonight.
Here we go. We are underway with Kennedy Heilman with the first serve for Middletown. Ball goes wide, tipped over the net, but wide, and a hitting error. And it is Middletown that gets the first point off the hitting error. That was Baldor. Ball off with the hitting error over on the left side, and now Heilman with Middletown up 1-0. Overhand serve. Doug set to the back line. Ziegler is Doug. Play back. Middletown miscommunication there, an easy opportunity now for Spring Grove. They send it wide. It is blocked, but kept in play by Spring Grove to the back line. Up by Ziegler. But Doug, here's Middletown, first hit for Bannister, and she gets the kill off the block. 2-0 Middletown. Good start for the Lady Raiders here on the road. The number 5 seed coming off of a sweep. 3-0 over Burks Catholic in the last round. Heilman will play this one deep. Ball is passed over to the side, left side, dug by Middletown, but it sprays back and out. And the first kill of the game for Spring Grove is by Hannah Baldoff. Substitution coming in, as this is what both coaches will do frequently. They will bring servers in specifically into the back line in their rotation. And McKenna McBride, a junior, checks in right now. Overhand serve dug by Wagner of Middletown. Middletown slow getting there. Bannister will erase that one right inside the back line for her second kill. Lily Bannister has been red hot for Middletown coming into this. The North Carolina A&T recruits 70 kills in the 3 district playoff games. Katie Wagner, the lefty, will serve now. Dug by Ziegler. Back set on the right side. Middletown can't quite get to it. Miscommunication, and the point goes to Spring Grove. 3-2 in favor of Middletown over the Rockets. Spring Grove will serve. For those of you who may not have checked out volleyball for quite some time, this is now rally scoring, so every point is a point. Ball served. Doug, they set Bannister. Tipped back over by Spring Grove. Heilman will try to play it in the back line. Won by Spring Grove. They come wide. Tipped back over. Middletown into the net. I believe goes Spring Grove, and it will be a point for Middletown. And it will now be Gabby Harvey, the sophomore, going into the back line for Middletown. She will be doing the serving. Has a different colored jersey on as the libero. Ball is dug in the back line, set to the side, over by the antenna, and that tight squeeze is not enough. It is a point for Middletown. They say that was just out, but it was because of the very difficult angle. The set from Taylor Orman, the freshman setter from Spring Grove, was wide, and it is 5-2 Middletown here in set number 1. Harvey, way back behind the service line, a deep ball. This one goes out. First service error of the game against either team. And that is a point for Spring Grove. Substitution back in as Baum, who is going to be in the game, going to the front line as the libero. She comes out. A couple subs come in for head coach Liz Ziegler, who has a couple of her daughters on the team. Serving in the back line is one of her specialists, Kristen Mummert. Good serve, and they get an immediate hit from the middle. That wins the point. So two in a row here from Spring Grove, and the senior Kristen Mummert, almost an ace serve, but not quite, but still they get the point almost directly. Mummert a couple of dribbles of the volleyball, spins it, and now sends it overhand. Wagner, good set this time by Heilman, and it's a lift. They're going to say that Heilman didn't get it cleanly, and we're tied up at five. Spring Grove and Middletown. Mummert, two service winners in a row. She's gotten points. This time she goes into the net. So directly into the net, point Middletown, and immediately Mummert will come right back out of the game, and the libero, Macy Baum, comes back in. Liberos wear the different colored uniform, different colored shirt, just identify them as a defensive specialist. Lily Bannister is the one serving for Middletown. Knuckling overhand serve set by Orman close to the net, and Middletown digs with Bannister. Out wide, here comes an opportunity from Ellie LeKites, who will put it away. 7-2, Middletown. Bannister, you have a lot of outside hitters that are not necessarily great servers. Bannister, sneaky good back there, has eight aces so far in the district playoff games. She can get hot back there. This time, a low knuckling serve, and it's a service ace as Bannister just has it ricochet off of two different players with that knuckleball action, and Middletown has an 8-5 lead. Two straight service points for Lily Bannister. The lefty for Coach Huber once again fires this one. It's going to be set all the way to the bat line, and all they can do is get it over, but the ball deflects off the net just enough, and LeKites can't handle it off the deflection, so it's a point for Spring Grove. Very fortunate, because that should have been an opportunity for Middletown, but Elena Ziegler did just enough to get that done. 8-6 Middletown, and now back is Aubrey Ziegler, the older sister, the junior, LeKites with the dig, and Middletown, a miscommunication there as Heilman was trying to find Maddie Fox coming to the middle, and Fox hadn't gotten there for the quick set. 8-7 as two in a row now for Spring Grove. Another serve, but this time Aubrey Ziegler's serve goes just long to the back right. 9-7 Middletown. We play the 25 here in volleyball. LeKites will get the serve. That comes wide over to the left side, but not clearing in the net is Bosley on her attempt to dink it over, and it's a point for Middletown. Ellie LeKites, the junior, doesn't run up, just stands there at the back line and serves it that way, overhand serve. Goes back to Ziegler, and they're going to play her right out of the back and stuff right back at her by Maddie Fox. Maddie Fox, the senior, going to University of Mary Washington a year from now. And she gets the block up the middle. Solo block there on Elena Ziegler, 11-7 Middletown. Knuckling serve is a good one, and it doesn't clear the net on the Spring Grove side. Goes falling back down on the Rocket side, and a point for Middletown. 12-7, LeKites, three in a row from the Middletown service line. Whistle blows. Here it comes back into play. This time another tough set, and all they can do, Spring Grove, is get it back over. Bannister to Heilman. Fox dumps it back to the back corner effectively for the kill. Four in a row for Middletown. Timeout, Spring Grove. We'll step out as well. 13-7 Middletown leading Spring Grove in the first set of the District 3 AAA Girls Volleyball Championship. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
J&J Pizzeria and Grill is open for carryout daily from 10:30 a.m. until 10 p.m. Sundays, 11 to 9. Pizza, subs, bowlies, salads, and fries. Their number is 717-944-1313. That's J&J Pizzeria and Grill, 288 East Main Street in Middletown.
Yeah.
few more times when you mention girls' names, Middletown or Spring Grove. Okay. I don't even know what his Middletown is.
Welcome back to Spring Grove High School Gymnasium. Brian Kaiser along with Travin Murdy, John Wilsbach, Gabby Garisto is our studio producer. 13-7 Middletown, the early lead here in set number one. And Travin, some good serving early on for Middletown.
That's been the key for them. And they're using their size up top. Maddie Fox is dominating up at the net. That's been the key for them so far, and they want to keep that going.
Middletown to serve. LaKites. Baum will dig. Set to the outside. Middletown will dig the spike attempt from Bosley. Outside. Bannister will erase it again. Another kill from Lily Bannister, who's sharp early. It's 14-7 Middletown, doubling up Spring Grove. Four straight from the service line from Ellie LaKites. The right-hander will put it in play again. This one over. Baum shanks it a little bit, so it's a back set. Here comes Ziegler. The Middletown able to dig, and they'll get it back over with Wagner. Ball's going to be set. Going wide is Aubrey Ziegler, blocked by Fox, but out of bounds. Kill for Elena Ziegler, and it's 14-8 in favor of Spring Grove after the kill from Elena Ziegler. The back line goes Elena Ziegler. She'll run up, hit it. There's Wagner, set by Heilman, and Fox out of the middle. Bless it down the middle for another kill. Middletown, very sharp early on here. Hitting percentage extremely high right now for the Blue Raiders. 15-8. Maddie Fox now to serve. Into the net it goes. Point four Spring Grove. They get it right back. Fox will come out because she's in the back line. Now they'll bring the libero, Gabby Harvey, back into the game, the sophomore. Well, here comes Spring Grove. Their libero, Baum, will do the honors. Wagner with a great dig. They back set Lena Jones, who will knock it off of Baum out of play for the point for the Blue Raiders. 16-9 Middletown. All you have to do right now if you're Middletown is just not allow somebody to get hot on the other side, and you can carry sway the rest of the way through this first set. Here's Kennedy Heilman, the setter. Ball dug, set by Ziegler, but Middletown digs with the kites. Wagner will try to spike. No. Sent to the outside for Spring Grove. They will hit long. Mackenzie Boyer, the senior, goes deep on her attempt. And that heading error gives the point to Middletown. 17-9. Middletown a dominant lead right now here in set number one. We play best of five. Here is Kennedy Heilman again. Down the line with this serve. Ziegler's able to touch it over, and all they're able to do is knock it over. Here's a set from Heilman looking for Bannister. It goes off the block, tip up, and Spring Grove sends it over. Middletown digs. Wagner overhand. It goes right back to Middletown. Here's Bannister, back corner. It's in! Another kill for Lily Bannister. She finds the back line. It's 18-9 Middletown. Mick Gilbert, the back judge here, said that one landed in play. Tell you about our officials in just a moment. Heilman again for Middletown to serve. Ziegler goes to her sister, and she's able to get the hit off the top of the net, which changes the trajectory of the ball and wins the point as it goes off of Middletown. Substitution for Spring Grove as they'll bring McKenna McBride in to serve. A couple substitutions for them. They usually substitute one in the front, one in the back in the rotation for Liz Ziegler. 18-10. Middletown leading Spring Grove here in set number one. Wagner shanks the pass, but it's set for LaKites. Doug, here they come to the outside. Here's Boyer, who is blocked. Middletown will set. Harvey into Bannister. Doesn't get this one down as it's Doug. Sent over to the near side, and it's going to be a lift against Spring Grove. Point Middletown. There's 6 points from the opening set. Your officiating crew, Ed Haldeman in the chair. Jeff Eiersman down on the floor. Jen Sager, Mick Gilbert are the lines people. LaKites on an overpass knocks it over, and Middletown gets it back. Harvey back set. Bannister, little tip over the net, is good.
That's already Bannister's fifth kill of the night. She's off to a hot start.
She has been electric in their run thus far. 70 kills, which is an amazing number in three matches. Ball played in. Middletown can't get the dig. And a point is won by Hannah Baldoff of Spring Grove with a spike off the block. 20-11. But Lisa Huber's Middletown Blue Raiders, just 5 points from winning set number one. Boyer to serve for Spring Grove. Dug in the back. Heilman will send it up. LeKites just has to send it over. Ball sent to the front. Ormond's back in to set. And off the block goes Elena Ziegler for the point for Spring Grove. 20-12. Finally, somebody on the service line gets a serve as second serve for Spring Grove. And that is Boyer. Heilman, middle set. Doug sent back over by Spring Grove. Harvey now will bring the next set. Bannister swings, but this one is long. Two in a row, and make that 3 points in a row now for Spring Grove, as it's now 20-13. Mackenzie Boyer getting a little rhythm, the right-handed senior back here for the Rockets. Sends it, and that one just short hits the top of the net and goes down. That was about a fraction away from tipping over the net and stealing a point for Spring Grove, but instead it's 21-13, and Middletown will have Gabby Harvey doing the serving. Libero, the right-hander, sends it. That one's going to be hit. Baum will back set over here to Ziegler, trying to get it down. Good dig attempt from Harvey, but can't get enough on it, and the ball is down for Elena Ziegler, and they're starting to find her, our Spring Grove.
That's her third kill of the game already. She's clearly been the main piece of this little resurgence that the Rockets have had here.
They do not have a great middle game. They do a lot of their hitting from the outsides. And Ziegler and Boyer are normally the people who do that. Into the game for them comes Kristen Mummert, a very good server. Second appearance for her. Bannister tips the close set. Now a block out of play as Ziegler gets another kill off the double block of Fox and Bannister. So all of a sudden, Spring Grove getting a little bit of momentum here at the end of the first set. 21-15, Middletown leads. 4 points from the set. Rockets trying to gain some momentum. That's an ace serve as that ball knuckled right over top of the very top of the net. And before Katie Wagner could react, that ball just hit the ground. So Mummert, get her off the service line, says Middletown. It's now a 5-point game. Mummert again. This time, Harvey shanks the pass, but it is in play. LeKites, and now Bannister will just send it over. Free ball there. Ormond to the back line. Boyer can't get much on that one. Dug by Middletown's Wagner. Here's Bannister off the block, sends it back up, but it goes out of play as she was just reaction setting that one back up. And Middletown's going to call timeout. Spring Grove want to run, but Middletown still leads here in the first set, 21-17. Step out for a quick break. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is a proud sponsor of Middletown Athletics. Trophies, plaques, T-shirts, promotional items, and much more. Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is located at the Square on Main Street in Hummelstown or online at hughesawards.espwebsite.com.
Welcome back here to Spring Grove. Middletown jumped out. 20-10 was the biggest lead that they had here in this set. But Spring Grove has erased a lot of that lead. Middletown still ahead. The 21-17 before Coach Lisa Huber had a call timeout.
The key for the Rockets is going to be getting to the outside. And in that run, they got it to the outside. Elena Ziegler up to 5 kills in the first set already. If they keep getting it to her, it could be a long night for the Blue Raiders.
Here comes Kristen Mummert, red hot on the service line. Wagner will set Harvey to the outside. Here is LeKites, and that goes off of the antenna for a point for Spring Grove. Rockets continue to ride the hot serving of Kristen Mummert. Mummert a few bounces. The diminutive right-hander comes up, overhand with the right. Harvey gets the dig to the outside of the set. LeKites can't get it all the way down. Ball's going to come out. It's a lift. And a very welcome lift. And what that means is instead of hitting the ball cleanly, the ball is grabbed, sort of grabbed, but also double contacted by the home team, in that case, Spring Grove. And that is not allowed. So Middletown gets a point there, 22-18. Bannister on the service line. She was very good to start with. Dug initially. Here they come outside with Boyer. Middletown able to send it back over. Ball cleared back over and now sent down. And Maddie Fox in the middle sees nobody to her left and just taps that ball down to the floor for a point. Middletown 2 points from set number one. 23-18 now for the Blue Raiders. Bannister in the back line. This time comes the other direction. Shank pass controlled well, and Middletown gets the free ball. Heilman sets middle to Fox. Ball dug out to the outside. Orman, a full swing for Elena Ziegler, and it's down once again off the block. Spring Grove with the point, 23-19. Substitution coming in is they will bring McBride out and bring Savannah Bosley, which will start her as one of the outside hitters back in the game. Spring Grove sends the ball in play with Orman. Set, back set to Fox, gets a deflection, back down. LeKites looking for the backside. That ball is out, just out. On the far side, says Jen Sager, the linesman.
You saw an earlier one kind of go Middletown's way. I think that might have been retribution. That was a very close call right there.
Out it was called, though, and Spring Grove now down just 23-20. Ball sent in. LeKites digs. Heilman just sends it back over the top. A sneaky move from the sophomore as the ball is shanked out of play by Spring Grove and Middletown. A point from the first set. Quick substitution. They will bring Ormond out of the back line. Aubrey Ziegler back in. And here is Ellie LeKites to try to finish things off for Middletown. Sends it over, dug by Baum, back set to the right, fires out, and Middletown wins set number one, 25-20. Blue Raiders have the lead. We're going to step out. Set number two coming up after this. Middletown leading 1-0 in the District 3 AAA Girls Volleyball Championship game. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Middletown Moose Family Lodge 410 is Middletown's family fun center. They have dinners Tuesday through Saturday nights and host activities year-round. Membership is available. The Middletown Moose, located at 100 Mill Street in Middletown. Good luck, Raiders!
The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. They cook up a wide selection of pasta, steaks, seafood, salads, and desserts. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., closed on Tuesdays. That's the Brownstone Cafe of downtown Middletown, a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics.
The Dominic D. DeFrancisco Memorial American Legion Post 594 is located on East High Street in Middletown. Post 594 is available for your next party or function. New members are welcome. And don't forget about their dinners and entertainment on Friday and Saturday nights at the Dominic D. DeFrancisco Memorial American Legion Post 594. Check out their Facebook page for more information.
And welcome back down here to Spring Grove High School Gymnasium. Brian Kaiser along with Draven Murdy. John Wilsbach on our Facebook page right now, and he's got a highlight from the end of that first set. Middletown winning set number one by a score of 25-20. And I bring Draven in at this point. Draven, both these teams, the 5 seed and the 3 seed, had a tough road to get here.
Exactly. Let's start with Middletown. Middletown finished, obviously, the 5 seed. They hosted, and they beat West York. Then you go on the road, you go to Twin Valley, you win a dogfight in 5 sets. Then you go to the first seed, Berks Catholic. You are a massive underdog. Not only do you win in 3 sets, the equivalent of a sweep.
And what they felt really after that Twin Valley game, Twin Valley was the defending district champions. They win that 5th set in that game, 15-3, brimming with 15-13, brimming with confidence after that. Just an exciting game. and we see what that confidence is giving them. Spring Grove, though, they've had it tough just as well.
Oh, exactly. I mean, their road has not been an easy one. It started out number three, and they hosted Schuylkill Valley. They took them out easily at home. Then they beat number 11 Mannheim Central, also at home. And then, if you want to call it an upset, number two seeded Greencastle Antrim was able to host them and get defeated at home, giving them the chance to defend their title at home.
And Greencastle was up 2-0 in that match, and Spring Grove came all the way back on the road to win that one and to get to this championship game. Both these teams will be making an appearance in states this year. Winner of this one, fortunately for the winner, gets to play against the District 12 third place seed. The loser will be at the District 12 champion. Both these teams will play in states, as will the third place winner between First Catholic and Greencastle Antrim. We're getting set for set number two here at Spring Grove. Middletown winning set number one, 25-20. Spring Grove will start with the opening serve of this second set. Spring Grove going from right to left here, and Macy Baum, is the one serving. Harvey with the set. Wagner is dug to the middle. They're going to send it over. Harvey for Middletown gets it. Lena Jones in the middle can't get it down. And now it is Boyer who sends it out and wide. Good job by Harvey of Middletown letting that ball go. And Middletown has the opening point of the second set. Can we play best of five? And if they go to a fifth set, it's the first team to 15. Otherwise, the other four sets would be to 25. In the back, hit and spike for Spring Grove's Savannah Bosley. And she gets the point there off the serve of Maddie Fox. So it now will be Spring Grove with the serve. They'll bring McKenna McBride back in the game, one of their two serving specialists. McBride is a junior. This is a relatively young Rockets team. Her set, they set Bannister out of the middle, and she fires one off the block and down.
Her sixth kill on the day already.
Don't forget to check out our Facebook page, WMSS 91.1 FM. We already have a highlight up there for you, winning the first set in this match.
Katie Wagner will now serve for Middletown, the sophomore, one of several sophomores. And she gets an ace. That ball knuckled right under the dig of McBride and down. So an ace for Katie McBride of Katie Wagner of Middletown. And Katie so far leads this team in districts in aces with 9. That is now 10. Her next serve is set and dug by LaKites. Here comes Middletown sending the free ball over. Orman, back set to the right. Ball dug by Middletown's Wagner. Here's Heilman, a back set of her own. Bannister, though, too high off. And they're going to say there was a touch there. There was a touch there. They're going to say it was off of Hannah Baldoff. Did not see that on our end, but the guy who's on the chair has the better angle. Both officials, the one in the chair and the one on the ground, agree. And it's a point for Middletown now, 4-1 Blue Raiders. Wagner back to the line. Dug and then set by Orman. They collided. Middletown's able to get the free ball. Here's LaKite sending it back over. Baum gets there. Orman barely gets to it. Sends it over to Boyer. But the shank pass from Wagner as she tried to reach for it goes out of play. It's a point for Spring Grove. 4-2. Middletown, the early lead here. As we said, this is not uncharted territory for Spring Grove. They were down two sets in the last one. Serve by Boyer. They send it middle, and it is long from Lena Jones. She came to the middle, got a piece of it. Coach Huber reminding her, you got to follow through and bring that one down. That one's just a little bit too long as she pushes it past the back line. So once again, it's Mackenzie Boyer to do the serving for Spring Grove, the senior right-hander. LaKites digs it, set by Heilman, back set, but it is a double hit. And it will be a point for Spring Grove, which ties this match up in the second set at four apiece. So Boyer has gotten three in a row back here. But this time, looked like that one was going long, but Harvey couldn't gamble on it, and Middletown's able to send it back, but long, as Wagner sends it just out of play. So Middletown a little scrambling here, Draven, in the last few points.
It's nothing to worry about right there. That's honestly just human reflex from Gabby Harvey right there. You got to bank on it, and it just didn't work out.
5-4 Spring Grove, their first lead at all in this one. And the pass, give that an ace serve there as Wagner's attempted dig goes over the net and out of play.
Just barely missed the line. It's just looking a little bit unlucky. Just an inch too far for the Blue Raider team right now.
Boyer on fire right now on the service line. This time, Wagner's serve, and the ball was tipped right back down by Baldoff. And it will be another point for Spring Grove as the host Rockets have won six in a row now. Middletown had a 4-1 lead here in this set. Mackenzie Boyer once again. Harvey, perfect ball to Heilman. Ball tipped by Bannister, spun back up. Scrambled by Spring Grove, they get it back over. Here's Wagner, finds Heilman. Middle spike goes to Lena Jones for the kill, and a much-needed one for Middletown as they get a point.
Yeah, because the last several, they've been very tentative. They weren't seeing that confidence, that aggressiveness they were playing with in that first set. Hopefully back out of that.
Maddie Fox returns to the game for Middletown in place of Lena Jones. And now it's Gabby Harvey who goes to the back line, the sophomore to serve. Ball floaters into the back. Risky set there, but dug by Middletown. Here's Bannister. Doesn't get a run-up, and she is dug. Here comes Ormond, back set to the right side, and Middletown can't get a piece of it, and it's a kill for Hannah Baldorf. 8-5, Spring Grove, as they definitely seem like the team right now who has been more comfortable here in set number two. In Middletown, one set one, 25-20. Spring Grove just 2 years removed. 2021, they were the state champions in AAA girls volleyball. Serve set to Fox. She is dug. Ormond to the back line. Boyer off the block of Fox in the middle and down for a point for Spring Grove.
This is really just an unlucky streak here for the Blue Raiders. That Maddie Fox block, she got over it. It just hit the inside part of her arm, deflected onto the Middletown side.
Single block in the middle that time instead of a double. It was enough to get the point for Spring Grove. 9-5 Rockets. Wagner to Heilman, now Bannister, and that hits the antenna on the way over. And it is a point for Spring Grove. For those of you unfamiliar, the antennas on each side of the net are out of play. If you hit either one of them, it is immediately a dead ball, and the point goes to the team that did not hit the ball. In that case, it was Spring Grove who did not hit the ball. It's 10-5. Timeout Middletown is Lisa Huber wants to talk to her team right now, and they have the set advantage right now, but you're on the road. You want to try to continue pounding away right now, but Spring Grove has not allowed that to happen in the set.
I mean, the Spring Grove team right now is on a 9-1 point run. Started out, Raiders were up 4-1. They now trail 10-5 in favor of Spring Grove. You got your team, you got to keep sure they're not getting in their own heads. They stay level-headed. They know they got this, and they can go out there and get those points right back.
This Middletown team missing one of their best players. Addie Huber, coach's daughter, broke her leg in the match against Trinity, the second match against Trinity, the only team to beat Middletown this year as they lost to the Shamrocks twice. Trinity, the number one team in the state in girls double A. But they've been without her since that time, and they have done a fantastic job of coming back from it. Maddie Fox gets an opportunity out of the middle, but that one is blocked right back at her, and Casey Boyer out of the middle for Rockets gets that block. And another point for Spring Grove. In the back line, this is Kristen Mummert, who was so good from the line in the first set. Harvey gets it. Heilman, here's Bannister with a chance to wind up. And she pulls it off the block for the kill. Hanging out on that left-hand side where she's so comfortable. Quick substitution. Mummert was in there just to serve. Macy Baum will come right back into the game for Spring Grove. Here is Bannister on the back line. Middletown down 11-6, needing some points. Finds Baum, shank pass, and an ace for Lily Bannister of Middletown. Bannister capable of mixing that serve up. She'll go left, she'll go right. That time she found the opposing team's right corner. See, Baum could not return it. This time she'll go middle. This one shanked again, but Spring Grove will get it back, and Ziegler will send it in the back line with a free ball. Heilman, back set, Fox looking. Sent right back up to the front. To the outside, Ziegler off the block for a point for Spring Grove. Elena Ziegler hanging out on the same side over here that Lily Bannister does for Middletown.
Ziegler's got her eighth kill of the match already there, her second of the set.
12-7 now in favor of Spring Grove in set number two. Middletown up 1-0 in sets. It is Aubrey Ziegler to serve. And Middletown, a miscommunication. Heilman looking for either Fox or LaKites, but neither one could get to that ball, which was put in between them, and the ball falls to the ground for a point for Spring Grove. 13-7 now, Rockets. Ziegler. Doug, now here is Fox on the backside, and she is blocked again in the middle. This time, Casey Boyer got a piece of that one, her second block here in this second set. Spring Grove doubling up Middletown in set number two, 14-7. Ball sent over Wagner, Heilman. Out of the back line is Bannister. She is Doug. Free ball coming back over for Middletown. Harvey almost misplayed it. Fox just long on the back side. And she missed that one by about 3 inches. But it is another point for Spring Grove. Coach Huber over there right now trying to encourage her ladies. They are not having it right now here in the second set. This ball fired long by Aubrey Ziegler by quite a bit off the serve. And the point for Middletown finally stops the bleeding for a moment at 15-8.
You got LaKite serving. She got hot in that first set. You need her to do that again. Get some momentum back on your side.
Ellie LaKite's the junior, standing on the service line, sends it to the right side. They back set right to Aubrey Ziegler. And it is going to be, I believe, into the net is Middletown's Katie Wagner. So it will be a point for Spring Grove. Would have been a kill anyways, but Middletown was already into the net before they even put that one down. And now it is Elena Ziegler to serve for Spring Grove. Up 16-8 here in the second set. That is an ace serve. You could see from our vantage point that was going to come short, and nobody from Middletown moving for it. Falls right in between of everybody. 17-8. All Spring Grove here in set number two. Elena Ziegler again from the line. Harvey gets there, but Heilman couldn't get to where that ball was sent. And another point for Spring Grove. Coach Huber has no choice. Got to call another timeout. We'll take one as well. It's 18-8 Spring Grove here in the second set. Middletown up 1-0 for sets. Overall, back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is a proud sponsor of Middletown Athletics. Trophies, plaques, T-shirts, promotional items, and much more. Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is located at the Square on Main Street in Hummelstown or online at hughesawards.espwebsite.com.
And welcome back here to Spring Grove. Brian Kaiser along with Draven Murdy and John Wilsbach. We're in the second set, which Spring Grove leads 18-8. Middletown won the first set 25-20. Best of five sets here for a district championship, something that Middletown has not done in girls volleyball or any girls team sport. Back to play we go. Spring Grove, and a mistake there as Elena Ziegler came up. She started walking towards the service line and had not realized they didn't blow the whistle yet, and they blew the whistle just as she was about to hit the ball, and she shanked it. So a break for Middletown. It's still down 18-9 here in the second set. Maddie Fox with the serve. Doug and now set. Boyer gets a deflection off the block. Heilman to the middle. Lena Jones is blocked, but Middletown gets it back. dunked right in there by the center, Heilman.
That's more of that trickery we saw in that first set, a nice little look dump when they thought they were going to go another set, and that's exactly what you need. Get some momentum back on your side.
Love it when the setter is able to get up there and fire that set, that spike on two that the team is not expecting. Fox, Doug to the front. Here comes Boyer's spike. No. The Middletown scrambling to go get it. Wagner off a nice play from Bannister. Ball sent back up. Ball is going to be Doug off the spike for Middletown. Here comes Heilman. Sends it over. Doug. Here's Springgrove with an opportunity. Out of the back line, Ziegler. That goes wide. Point Middletown. And all of a sudden, just like we saw Springgrove doing the first set, Middletown getting a little bit of momentum here towards the end of set number two, down 18-11. Here comes Fox again. This time it knuckles to Boyer. Set by Ziegler. Right back to Boyer and down off the block. Heilman got a hand on it, but nothing more. 19-11, Spring Grove. Macy Baum will go back to senior libero. Will be the server for Spring Grove as they are 6 points from evening this match at a set apiece. Baum sends it. Wagner digs. Set by LaKites. Middletown just has to send it over with a free ball. Back set from Ziegler. Dug by Bannister off the spike. Heilman finds LaKites in the back line, but her spike is long. Out of play off of LaKites, and it will be a point for Spring Grove. 20-11. Head coach Liz Ziegler of Spring Grove applauding her team's effort here in set number two. Wagner with a dig off the serve. She'll get it right back. And that one goes off of the antenna, I believe. And it will be a point for Spring Grove. They are up by 10, 21-11 here in set number two. 4 points from the set. Once again, Baum to serve. Jump serve. Dug by Wagner. Set by Heilman in the middle. Lena Jones with a kill for Middletown. Point for the Blue Raiders is Middletown trying to really actively set the middle a little bit more often here in set number two. 21-12. Bannister's been a little bit more quiet here in the second set. Here's Heilman to serve. Ball bounces and knuckles over. And that one is going to be set and spiked by Hannah Baldoff. Substitution for Spring Grove. Now 3 points for the set. And they'll bring back in McKenna McBride, their serving specialist. Back into the game. 22-12, Spring Grove trying to tie this championship game at one apiece. And we have an issue right now as Elena Ziegler has
a blood time out there.
Right on the arm. And what you do now is you don't bother getting him out of the match. You just throw the tape around it.
That's it.
It's merely a flesh wound. So 22-12. Spring Grove with the lead. Middletown trying to figure out how to improve their passing, which has been the bugaboo here in set number two. Harvey, that's another shank, and this one's going to be a free ball to LaKites, who will send it over. Great opportunity. Orman finds Mackenzie Boyer, and she gets the kill. Harvey couldn't quite get it. Matters very little right now here in set number two, which has been all rockets, 23-12 right now. So Mackenzie Boyer got the kill there. And it will be once again McBride to do the serving. The junior stands at the line, overhands it. Middletown with the dig, set. Bannister in the middle just rises over top of everyone and brings it crashing down on the Spring Grove side for a Middletown point.
That's the fourth kill of this set. And if the Blue Raiders want to salvage this set, which it looks they're down 10, you need 12 before this war two. It's got to be through Lily Bannister.
He's got to get some momentum here going into set three. 23-13. Orman back set. There's an opportunity, and off the block again is Baldoff, who is starting to find a little bit of range, using the Middletown block to their advantage, and they are a point away from the set. Set point here on the serve of Mackenzie Boyer of Spring Grove. 24-13. Middletown needs 12 in a row. Well, check that. 11 in a row. Make sure they don't give up the set. It's going to be earlier than that, probably, and it is. With the overpass sent over by Arming Middletown, miscommunication, and set number two goes to the Rockets. 25-13, and we're now tied at a set apiece. Middletown won the first set 25-20. Spring Grove evens it up with a 25-13 win of the second set. Third set, a big one, when we come back on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
DHL Supply Chain is present in 55 countries with more than 140,000 employees and over 1,400 warehouses and offices. Solving problems and creating solutions, it's DHL Supply Chain. Proud supporters of Blue Raider athletics and academics.
Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is open from noon to midnight 7 days a week. The kitchen is open from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. daily. Membership information is available. That's VFW Post 1620, located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown.
And welcome back here to Spring Grove High School. Brian Kaiser along with John Wilsbach and Draven Murdy. Gabby Caruso, our studio producer here tonight, as it is tied at one apiece. We have District 3 AAA Girls Volleyball Championship game action, Middletown and Spring Grove. Middletown wins set 125-20. Spring Grove wins set number two by a score 25-13. And Draven, that set for Middletown just didn't feel like anything seemed to go right.
Not at all. I mean, Spring Grove really got their going. They utilized a strategy with their two outside hitters, that being Elena Ziegler and Kenzie Boyer. They have those two utilized with two setters in between, and it's kind of defensively the middle open, which we saw Middletown take advantage of in the first set, but it worked heavily to their advantage there, is that they really got that momentum going. They got that system working, and it just all clicked for the Rockets.
They were able to also use the Middletown block to their advantage. Hands up for Middletown, allowed Spring Grove to pull several balls in that second set off the block. And now they have the momentum going to a very important set number three. This is a Middletown team that doing things that Middletown volleyball has not done before. They had never seen the district semis before. And they definitely had never gotten an opportunity to make a run to the state tournament, which they will win or lose here today. They have some real talent on their side. Lily Bannister going to North Carolina A&T. Maddie Fox going to University of Mary Washington to play volleyball. And also Addie Huer. She is finalizing her decision right now of where she's going to play her college volleyball as she is a junior. And again, she's not available for this game. She'll be back ready to go next year for sure for that.
We have Spring Grove's final points up on our Facebook page now with the sets one apiece.
So here we go to start set number three. Middletown to serve. Kennedy Heilman will get us underway. Ball sent to the front line, and Middletown will knock the spike down. And it will be drilled right down to the floor by Savannah Bosley, unfortunately, on her own side for a Middletown point to start off the set the same way they've started off sets one and two. So now it is Kennedy Heilman, the sophomore, serving. This one is dug, but Baum didn't get much on it, and an ace for Kennedy Heilman has Middletown off to a quick start here in set number two. 2-0 Middletown. Heilman from the back left corner of her own side sends it right down the line. Dug. Here it comes outside to Boyer, who just dinks it over top of the two-person block for the point for Spring Grove. That is Mackenzie Boyer gets credit for that one. That's considered a kill, just like it is if she winds up and drills at 100 miles an hour into the floor. So 2-1 in favor of Middletown. And Spring Grove brings McKenna McBride in to serve, as they have so far. And she deposits it into the top of the net. So a point for Middletown on the service error, something we did not see much of in that second set from Spring Grove. Huge set here. Put all the pressure on your opponent. Wagner, the lefty, jump serve. Doug, and here comes Orman. Back set, and it is Hannah Baldoff who gets the kill for Spring Grove. 3-2, Middletown.
That's her sixth kill in the game so far. She's been a major part for this Rockets offense.
She's given them a lift here. Here is Mackenzie Boyer, finds LaKites, whose return comes back over the net. Here comes Elena Ziegler off the block, but Middletown digs. Here to the outside, Harvey finds Bannister down to the block, and it is Middletown's points. That is a point for Middletown. What they're saying is off the block, it came down, and it was lifted by Spring Grove, not cleanly contacted, so it didn't matter that they were able to get a couple of touches and send it back over. Point Middletown, kill for Bannister, and it's 4-2 Middletown. Gabby Harvey on the back line for Middletown. Puts a lot on this serve. Sends it over the net, and it tips over. Great job by Spring Grove trying to get it, but they can't get it back over in three. And an ace for Gabby Harvey of Middletown.
A serve that perfectly hits the net is a nightmare for any team.
That's the change in the last 10, 15 years, where at one point you hit the net, that was it for the point. Now, that's perfectly in play. Harvey passes Shank just a little bit. Bomb. It's going to be a tough angle, but it is saved by Spring Grove. Bannister fires. Doug back over. LaKites tips it back over. Ball comes back over to the Middletown side. Harvey Heilman sets middle. Fox tips it back over. Into the net it goes, but back up. Spring Grove gets it and puts it down. Great poise from the Rockets on the play, and Hannah Baldoff again has the kill.
An impressive dig right there up against the net. Came just off, was able to scoop it up and just get it out of the reach of Gabby Harvey on that left side.
5-3, Middletown the lead, and they will bring Spring Grove Will, Kristen Mummert, back in to serve, and she puts it in the net also. So now McBride and Mummert, the two service specialists for Spring Grove, have both made a service error to start off this third set. 6-3, Middletown. Bannister back there to serve for the Blue Raiders. This one, it's a great serve, but dug by Spring Grove. Goes to the outside, and a tremendous hit that time for Elena Ziegler. Takes it right off the block and down. Point Spring Grove. Substitution back in as Savannah Bosley returns in place of McKenna McBride. And the Rockets will serve with Ormond. Tips off the net, dug by Middletown. They'll back set Bannister, and she will get a kill. Sends it wide, and it deflects by off one player, goes all the way over towards the crowd, and Spring Grove couldn't quite get it. 7-4 Middletown. As it is definitely a much more back-and-forth third set so far to start. LaKites to serve for Middletown. Dug by Spring Grove and sent over, tipped by Bosley, but saved by Middletown. In the back line, Wagner hauls off and whacks it and knocks it off the dig, out of play for a point for Middletown. 8-4 Blue Raiders. LaKites has been sneaky good back there on the service line today. She'll get another opportunity here. And just as she, as I say that, shanks it off the right side of her hand into the net for a service error. One of very few, though, so far tonight for Middletown. 8-5, Middletown the lead. Elena Ziegler to serve for Spring Grove. Doug Heilman gets over there and gets it well. Bannister is not allowed to spike it if she was in the back line. And tipped back over by Spring Grove. Middletown can't get there. And it's a point for Spring Grove.
Another little dunker from Spring Grove, taking advantage of the holes in this Middletown.
If you've got a double block up there, you're going to have some room behind. And they took advantage again with Elena Ziegler serving it 6-8. Harvey looking. Heilman tipped back over, and Fox used every inch of her six-foot frame and her reach to get that one down on the kill.
Maddie Fox doesn't have the exact, like, the craziest power, but it's her smarts, those little tap-ins that make her so excellent at what she does as a blocker.
9-6 Middletown. Fox on the service line, and she will put one into the net as well. So back-to-back service errors for Middletown. I've given the serve right back to Spring Grove again at 9-7. Middletown up in this set is 1-1 overall if you just joined us. Wagner digs Heilman, back set to Lena Jones. She is blocked, and then her return goes off the antenna out of play for a point for Spring Grove. The intensity really picking up here in set number three, as it's a tight one to start things off. Each team has won a set. Critical third set here. Wagner barely gets that back. Jones, Heilman got it back. That one is going to be knocked back over by Baldoff in Middletown. Can't get it before it hits the floor. That was an overpass that Baldoff has done a very nice job of getting to in this game. And she ties the match at 9-9 here in the third set. Palm hits the net. Great reaction from Wagner to dig. Jones has to dink it. Ball tipped back up. Spring Grove will send a free ball over. Harvey to Heilman for Middletown. She goes over with it, and the same thing happens for Baldoff, who all of a sudden has become the focal point for this Rockets team. She's given them the lead 10-9.
They've got 10 points this set. She's got 4 kills. Baldoff has been instrumental in not only getting this lead, but keeping them in the set.
Maybe the game of her life right now. She's not been one that's been mentioned very often coming into this one. Baum sends it over. Heilman off the LaKites dig. LaKites out of the back line tries to spike. No. Boyer will send it off of Bannister, and it will be down for another kill for Spring Grove. Rockets up 11-9 now here in set number three. Maddie Macy Baum has gotten hot on the back service line for Spring Grove. The right-handed jump server will put it in play again. This one is an ace in the back corner. Middletown needs a timeout. We'll take one as well. 12-9 Spring Grove here in the third set. Each team has won one of the earlier sets. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Middletown Lumber has been in business in Middletown since 1955. From hardwoods to framing lumber, Western Red Cedar to custom decks, located at 2 Clinton Avenue in Middletown, it's Middletown Lumber at 717-944-4005 or middletownlumber.com.
And welcome back here to Spring Grove. Brian Kaiser along with Draven Murdy and John Wilsbach. 12-9 Spring Grove here in the third set after the two teams split the opening two sets. And Middletown right now needed a timeout to try to slow things down.
They've got to get Lily Bannister back up there in the front, get some good sets made up for her, play with a little bit more aggressiveness up front. At times, just a little tentative. They'll get right back in this one.
So it will be Macy Baum. He's been back there on the service line since 9-7 and puts it into the net. Really been the story for each team. That is the third service error for Spring Grove here in the third set.
That's actually the fourth and sixth between both teams.
12-10. Middletown to serve with Heilman. It is Doug. Middletown will get the spike of Boyer and dug it back. Here's Bannister. Dinks it off the block. Back set. There's Elena Ziegler. She hits the top of the tape. And it goes right back down on our own side, and a point for Middletown. 12-11. And already a very well-used timeout from Coach Huber to stop the momentum. Here's Kennedy Heilman again. This one in play. Knuckles down the line. Doug, and now Boyer off the set is dug herself by Heilman. Harvey, free ball coming back over from Bannister. Baum will set it over to the near side. Boyer gets a piece of it, but it hits the block, and it is a point for Spring Grove, 13-11.
Again, they're taking advantage of it, just hitting off the outside or the inside of these Middletown blocks. Right there, caught the outside of, I would say it was Jones' block. Harvey tried to get there on the left sideline. Chris couldn't get there.
The tough thing there is the block wasn't even necessary on that play. They were getting more or less a free ball. And here's Lena Jones, who cannot put it down off the back set. Here comes Ziegler, but it is a lift against Spring Grove, called by our head official, Ed Haldeman. So a point for Middletown off of that break. 13-12, Blue Raiders down by one, but serving with the lefty, Katie Wagner. Wagner knuckles it down the middle of the bomb. It's a tough set, and it'll have to be pushed back over by Middletown, but they can't get much on it, and it falls on their side off the scramble. Point Spring Grove, as they did just enough to get the point.
Bannister, who would have been there, had tried to respond to the earlier hit and just was out of spot and fell just short of the net.
14-12 Spring Grove with Mackenzie Boyer serving. Middletown, a tough one there, and the Kites will get it over the net. Did well to get it back in play. Boyer will give them a free ball. Dug by Wagner, back set. Bannister again doesn't get a chance to fire that one away. The ball back set is too far out. Here's Wagner. Here's a chance for them. They go wide to LeKites, and that goes off the block and in. Ellie LeKites with the point for Middletown on the kill, as Mackenzie Boyer couldn't quite get that one. And once again, it is a one-point set lead for Spring Grove. Here's Gabby Harvey, down 13-14 here in the third set. The serve, Middletown libero. Sent right back over, and Bannister dunks it down on the overpass for the point. We're even at 14 apiece here in third. Tied at one set apiece. 14 all here in the third. We're at a critical juncture of this championship game. Gabby Harvey to serve for Middletown. The right-hander fires it. Bomb. Not the best dig, but one that works. And the ball is spiked by Balnoff and everything going for her. As she hit the tape solidly, it rolled down the tape a little bit and then fell on the Middletown side for a Spring Grove point.
Her fifth kill as it hit the top of the net, rolls over, gets not only her into the double digits for kills on the day with 10, but it gets the Rockets back to the lead.
Here comes serving specialist Kristen Mummert, overpass from Middletown. Armin finds Ziegler. She is blocked, but Spring Grove gets it back over the net. Bannister to the middle. Fox swept it down. Right up the middle of that attack for Middletown. We're tied back up at 15. And they get Mummert off that back line. Libero comes back in. Macy Baum for Spring Grove, who does a lot of their digging off the set. Here's Bannister to serve. That ball is shanked a little bit. Set wide by Boyer. That is going to be lifted by Mackenzie Boyer. Point Middletown. And for the first time in quite a while here in this set, Middletown has a lead at 16-15. He is the pass to somebody who's not normally the setter of the team. Here is Bannister again. Finds McBride. Ball set to the outside. Ziegler had it. Ball kept in play by Middletown. Sent back over. Free ball, Orman. Go right back to Ziegler. She goes long, and it's a point for Middletown. Elena Ziegler the first time fired it, but Middletown was able to get it back this time. She fires the ball long, and it's a 17-15 Middletown lead. Here's set number three. Bannister for Middletown, serving again. Shank pass, and it's an ace for Bannister. Lily Bannister of Middletown has an ace, and Middletown 7 points from the third set. Just like that, the momentum switches to the Blue Raiders. Here's Bannister, the lefty. Now she goes wide to Baum. Set by Orman in the back line is Mackenzie Boyer. Wagner will dig. Heilman tip back over, but it's going to be a lift against Middletown. That double hit there cost the Blue Raiders a point. It is 18-16 Spring Grove, and they'll be back on the service line. They will bring Ormond out. Aubrey Ziegler returns, and McKenna McBride, who had gotten to the front line, will check out for Savannah Bosley. Here comes the serve. LeKites with a good dig. They send it back to her, and she gets the kill. Ellie LeKites with a great dig off the serve, goes right back into the front line and smashes it down for a kill. 19-16 Middletown, leading Spring Grove in set number three. The number five seed over the number three seed here in the third set, tied at one set apiece. Sent over off the block of Spring Grove. Nobody there for Middletown, though. And it's a point for the Rockets. 19-17 in favor of Middletown. And out of the back line goes the star sophomore Elena Ziegler of Spring Grove. Jump serve from the right-hander. Floats over. Wagner with a good pass. Heilman tipped over. And Spring Grove can't get there. Great job by Fox pushing it back away from where the defense was. And Middletown now 5 points away from the set as Gabby Harvey checks out, as Lena Jones will check in for the Blue Raiders on the front line. Here's Maddie Fox, the University of Mary Washington commit. Gets the ball over the net, hits the net, and it is Boyer who fires it right on the line in the backside for a point for Spring Grove. Mackenzie Boyer saves her squad after that, and a great reaction from Spring Grove off the set off the net.
Now, you made a great play to just get that up. It did not look like it was going to hit the net. Looked like it was going to go a bit low. Took a Middletown bounce. Then you got it to even hit the line on the other side.
2018 Middletown to serve. Macy Baum, who has been good back there on the service line. Wagner, great set. But the overpass from Heilman, the setter, is blocked down. Here comes a free ball into the Spring Grove end. Aubrey Ziegler sets Boyer. Ball goes all the way up. Middletown has to get it. Harvey, it'll be sent over a free ball. Here's Baum to the front line. Aubrey Ziegler can find anybody she wants, but it's going to be blocked by Middletown's Lena Jones. As Baum, who has not really had much problem getting anything down here in this set, first time she finds the block of Lena Jones for a Middletown point, 21-18. Kennedy Heilman to serve. Baum barely gets that one back. Sent to the outside. Boyer sends it down the line and wide. Point Middletown. Block was there. Boyer had a tight set that she had to deal with. And now Middletown with that is 3 points away from set number three. Trying to take a 2-set-to-1 lead. 22-18. Blue Raiders with Kennedy Heilman, the sophomore setter, to serve. Doug sent to the outside. Boyer blocked. Ball sent back up. Reset for the Rockets. Back over to Mackenzie Boyer. Blocked again! Lena Jones again with Bannister with a double block. And now the block of Middletown paying off.
That landed on Middletown's side.
Oh, it did. Never mind. 22-19. I'm looking at the referee thinking that he's pointing at Middletown's side. He was not. 22-19 regardless. Spring Grove with the serve. LaKites gets it back. Ball set, tight one, and Wagner can just send it over. Free ball. Here comes Orman. Middle spike, and it is blocked again. Lena Jones is on fire from there. That's a couple of them here in this set. And the second time that she's gotten it off of ball off. Middletown, 2 points from set number three, 23-19. Wagner, the lefty. Shank pass. Baum can just get it up to the back line. Boyer will send it over, and it's long. Middletown a point away from taking a 2-1 set lead. 24-19, Blue Raiders. Timeout. Long time coming from Liz Ziegler. She waits till the very last moment to do so. And we'll keep it right here as the 19-2 Middletown Blue Raiders leading the 17-4 Spring Grove Rockets, 24-19 in this all-important set number three.
And we remind you, we've got a big winter coming up of high school basketball and college basketball, both boys and girls basketball. We even have wrestling. Check out our website, WMSSFM.com. Go to the sports link there, and you will see an upcoming schedule here in late November all the way through February. We're happy to bring you this game as well, this match of volleyball, the first ever possible girls championship in Middletown history. Can they make it so? But we still have a lot of volleyball left in this one.
And that was something that surprised us when we really thought about it, because softball's had a few good runs, girls basketball, but nobody on the girls' team side has won a district championship. Middletown, check pass, and an ace. An ace from Katie Wagner to win set number three. And Middletown will go to set number four, a set away from a district title. It's 25-19 in the third. Middletown wins it. We will come back with a fourth set of action. Middletown leads 25-20, 13-25, 25-19, two sets to one up on Spring Grove here in the District 3. AAA Girls Volleyball Championship back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Giant Company, nutrition, health, and pharmacy resources all in one place. And from our table to your table, there's Giant Direct, allowing you to pick up your groceries without leaving your car. Giant Company partners with over 100 local food banks and with Feeding America, the nation's largest organization dedicated to fighting domestic hunger. Giant Company, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Hetrick Center has been serving the Middletown area since 1979. The Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists. They have locations in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. That's the Hetrick Center, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
And welcome back here to Spring Grove. Brian Kaiser along with John Holzbach and Draven Murdy. Middletown taking a two-set-to-one lead in what was a tight third set for most of the way, but the Blue Raiders pull away late and win set number three and now have the advantage going to set number four.
There is no star player really in that set for the Blue Raiders. Everyone got in on it. Bannister herself, Lily, had three kills and an ace. Gabby Harvey had an ace. Ella Kites had two kills of her own. Kaylee Heilman had an ace. Maddie Fox had three kills. Wagner, of course, had not only one kill, but the set ceiling ace. And Alina Jones had two crucial blocks to get them the momentum off of not only Baldock, but to get them the momentum that they would need to finish off and win the set.
And these are two teams that do know each other very well, and their head coaches actually coach together on a club team down at Spooky Nook. Lisa Huber, the head coach down there. Liz Ziegler, the assistant coach down there. And several of these players play together down there. So they're aware of each other's games, and they're friends off the court. But it is time to determine a district champion. And Middletown is one set away. Katie Wagner, Kennedy Heilman, and Lena Jones out there to start set number four. It'll be Macy Baum to start things off for Spring Grove as we are underway here in set number four. Ball sent, Wagner with the dig, Heilman sets middle, Lena Jones gets the kill as it is dug by Elena Ziegler, but right off of the head of one of her own players and out of play, point Middletown. Fourth straight set that Middletown has gotten the first points.
Probably should have given her a heads up.
Kennedy Heilman, so I'll ignore that pun. Kennedy Heilman will serve for Middletown. The sophomore setter gets a piece of the net, goes over, and here comes Boyer. Can't get it off the block, and it falls down in the court for Spring Grove for a Middletown point. 2-0 Middletown. Bench from Middletown is electric right now. They are just bobbing over there with excitement. Here's the serve. Nobody going to get it. And it is an ace for Middletown. More of a miscommunication from Spring Grove, but it is 3-0 as the Rockets finding the wrong time to lose communication on the court. Heilman, couple dribbles. The right-hander fires into the bottom of the net. Too much top spin on that one. And Spring Grove has their first point of the fourth set, as they have done so far. McKenna McBride will check in for them. And Kayler Ormond will check in to the front line as Aubrey Ziegler, their other setter, will sit down. Here is McBride. Harvey digs. Heilman goes middle to Bannister. She fires, but is done. Foreman to the middle. That one is sent, and Middletown will dig that one. Harvey gets it over to Bannister outside, fires, and again, once again, is dug by Elena Ziegler. Fought by Middletown as Boyer couldn't do anything but try to pull it off, and Bannister and Jones are there. Bannister gets the block for Middletown. Point Blue Raiders for one, Middletown. Here's Katie Wagner to the back line to serve. Lefty jump serve. That just. No, it's in. It's in. The topspin just enough. Liz Ziegler not happy about it, but there's nothing she can do now, as it was Mick Gilbert on this back line said it caught the back edge of the line. A very close call goes the way of the visiting team. Middletown up 5-1. Wagner again. Baum will set. Ormond. And it will be dug by Middletown. Harvey sends it over. Bannister is going to overhand hit it. Ball sent back over. Middletown a free ball. Here's an opportunity, but Middletown will send it over with LeKites. Ormond, back set. There's Badoff. She is dug. Long point here. LeKites spins it. And once again, Spring Grove has it. Over to the side. Middletown with a dig. Sent back over. Bannister to the back line. And Middletown wins the point as they just keep going. Spring Grove wanted a lift. Nothing called by the officiating crew. And the Blue Raiders lead at 6-1 as the frustration starting to set in with Spring Grove. Wagner again. The jump serve. Ziegler shanks it over to the side. Sent back over. Boyer with the deep set. And here comes Harvey to the middle. Jones tries to spike it. Ball digs. Ormond back to the outside. Boyer winds up and fires with a spike for Spring Grove.
Just a perfect shot, because even if Heilman did touch it, so regardless, but that looked like that was hitting the back line, even if she wasn't able to get a hand on it. A perfect spike there. Try and get momentum back for the Spring Grove team.
6-2. Middletown, leading set number four. They lead 2-1, looking for their first ever district title in girls volleyball. Middletown will send a free ball all over after the Spring Grove serve, and then a block, and Battle is able to get that one off of the block out of bounds for a point for Spring Grove. 6-3 now in favor of Middletown as the Rockets dig just a little bit into the lead. Here is senior Mackenzie Boyer on the service line for the second straight time. Harvey for Middletown. Ball tipped up by Middletown. And into the net go the Blue Raiders trying to chase that one down. Slight overpass is the culprit. And it is a point for Spring Grove.
You can't let them get momentum back. You had a great start, but bad things have happened when you let them get a hold of strong momentum. You've got to grab it back here.
6-4 Middletown. Boyer sends it down. Middletown slow on that one, but Wagner got it over. Bannister blocked, but out of play. Point Middletown. They allowed the big senior. She was blocked, but I think she hit the net.
It was called before that, so the Blue Raiders were a little bit confused.
Must have been a lift. Yep, must have been a lift. And a point for Spring Grove, 6-5 now. A few points in a row here for Spring Grove. Heilman is able to run down the spike. LeKites sends it into play. Here comes Elena Ziegler, blocked. It's going to be bumped back up. Ziegler again off a single block. Heilman sets. Harvey will bump it to the outside. Here's Bannister with the flyer. She's blocked. Ball set back up. Foreman sets it to the back. Here's Boyer, dug by Wagner. Heilman to the middle. Jones with the kill. Another long point, and Middletown wins this one as well. 7-5 Blue Raiders as Maddie Fox replaces Lena Jones in the lineup. Gabby Harvey will serve for Middletown. Powerful sophomore with the right arm. It's a lot on this. Goes over the net. Doug. Here's Ormond. Back set. The ball off. Doug. Here's Middletown. The pipe just dumps it over the net. Free ball. Here comes Spring Grove. Ziegler over the net. Hit the net. And Middletown the recipient. Here's Fox trying to get it down. No, but it comes back over. Harvey set. Heilman tipped over by Bannister. And down it goes. Cheeky little kill there for Bannister. Definitely no power on that one, but effective placement makes it 8-5 Middletown. Ryan Kaiser along with Draven Murdy, John Wilsbach, glad you could join us this evening for District 3 Championship Girls Volleyball. Middletown to serve up 8-5. Set to ball off. Harvey Diggs. Heilman back set. Here's Bannister. Tips it over. That one's dug. Orman off the block. Middletown sends it back over. Baum will set. Backline Boyer doesn't get much of a run-up. And Harvey easy dig. Here's Heilman. Middle set. Fox is blocked. Sent to the back line. And Baldoff sends it out of play. Overreacting a little bit in the pressure getting to her. It's 9-5 Middletown.
Baldoff was the star of the game so far, but she seems to be struggling just a little bit here in this fourth set.
Middletown with the advantage, and they, if they win this set, will win the district championship. Gabby Harvey, down the middle it goes. Orman sends it outside to their money player, and Elena Ziegler pounds it off the block for a kill.
We know that's what they want to do. We know that's what they try to do, and they haven't been able to do it quite yet this set. Finally get it to them, and now you're back in it, and you got your servers back in with, if I'm not mistaken.
Here comes Mummert.
Mummert.
Kristen Mummert. Big part of the second set win for Spring Grove. Overpass, opportunity to swing away, and they do. The kill for Casey Boyer up front for Spring Grove. 9-7 now, two in a row. For Spring Grove, as the Rockets crowd tries to get involved. In Middletown up 2-1. 9-7. Middletown here in the fourth set. We play to 25 by 2. Mummert, service error. She did that in the third set as well. And trying to serve tough. Walking that fine line. When service error gives the point to Middletown. 10-7 Blue Raiders. Bannister will serve for Middletown. The D1 recruit going to North Carolina A&T. Knuckles down the side. Good dig. And they get the kill from Elena Ziegler. That was well done. It wasn't the best of passes for McBride, but effective enough. And Orman, the freshman setter, did a great job of getting that ball into the kill zone for Elena Ziegler. And it will be Taylor Orman. Back there on the service line, down 10-8 for Spring Grove. Freshman jump serve with the right into the net. Two straight service errors for the Rockets. And Orman will come out. And Aubrey Ziegler will check in the game for the Rockets. Middletown 14 points away from a district championship. Ellie Lekites dug by Baum, set by Ziegler. To her sister, and Elena Ziegler over on the right side this time with a big kill.
That's Ziegler's fourth kill of the set. They've got a total of 9 points. Nearly half of their entire offense has come from Ziegler, and we know she's been a big part, and she's going to try to step up to the mound. She'll be the server here.
She's a jump server also. Two straight service errors, though, from Spring Grove. They need to put something in play down 11-9. Ziegler, that one's long. Another service error. And this is nerves right now. That's just the gravity of the situation happening. And the gravity did not pull that ball down soon enough for the Rockets. 12-9, Middletown, as Maddie Fox will serve. Ball sent to the middle. Baum with the dig. They kick it wide here to Boyer. She's blocked, but down into the net out of play for a point for Spring Grove. More substitutions. Fox out. Harvey in for Middletown for defensive purposes. Macy Baum back in the game for Spring Grove doing the serving. This one just over the net. Harvey did well to get it. Overpass, though. Middletown gets it back. Here is Katie Wagner off the block. Harvey dove for it at right on the line. She knew it was going to be in play, and it's a point for Spring Grove. It's 12-11. 1 point lead for Middletown. You can feel right now the nervousness from the fans. What's going to happen here? Baum with the serve. Harvey with the dig. Lekites sends it wide. Wagner sends it over with a free ball. They're going to set Boyer. Dinks it over. Middletown can't get there, and we're tied at 12 here in set number four. Mackenzie Boyer just a little dink over the block. Finds a hole. Macy Baum with the game tied at 12 here in the fourth set. Long again off the serve. This is normally a very good serving team for Spring Grove. They are making big-time mistakes here in the fourth set. Got to make Middletown earn this set if they're going to win this match. Serve from Middletown's Heilman in play. Poyer, again, tips it over top of the block. Heilman with the dig. Here's Bannister who will send it back over. Ziegler to Ziegler, now over to Poyer with a full swing. Middletown with the dig. They have an opportunity to get back over. Lekaitzen and Heilman will send it over. Free ball. Aubrey Ziegler, back set. Ball is blocked and dug for Middletown. Here's Heilman in the middle. Lena Jones. Spring Grove gets it back up. A full swing for Poyer. Hits the top of the net and goes over for a point. We're tied back up at 13 as Spring Grove gets that point.
Great job to earn that momentum back after bomb service error. It looked like it almost faded, but they were able to keep it, and now we're back tied up.
McKenna McBride coming in to serve. Serving specialist for the Rockets. Sends it long. Harvey's able to dig. Heilman, a great set. Allows Bannister to get a swing. Blocked, but Middletown gets it back. And ball sent, and Bannister did just enough there with the angle to get the point because McBride couldn't do anything with the ball, and a point for Middletown.
That's the first kill from Middletown for in a while. And that's a big one if you're going to get momentum on your side.
14-13 Middletown. Boom. Low pass dug by Ormond. And Middletown's able to dig that ball back up. Middletown gets it back. Jones overpass. Middletown digs with Wagner. Heilman back set. Bannister unable to get a good swing on it. Sends it back over. Here comes Poyer tipping it again. Bannister will tip it back over to Spring Grove. Spring Grove win in the front. Balled off. Dug. Jones sends it back over, and Jones double touch. Point, Spring Grove. We're tied back up at 14. The points have gotten longer here in set number four. The drama, more intense. A district championship on the line. Middletown up 2-1. We're all tied at 14 with Mackenzie Poyer serving for Spring Grove. Heilman sets it. Here's Bannister, a full swing, but dug. Ormond, and that's going to be lifted by Ormond at a point for Middletown. They got a great dig that time from Mackenzie Poyer on Lily Bannister for Middletown. But the error on the pass then gives Middletown the lead and the serve 15-14. Gabby Harvey with the serve. Fires. Locked down low. Here it is with Baldoff in the back. Dug by Harvey. Wagner spun, and Middletown gets it back over the net with a great scramble. And Ormond tried to turn and go in two, didn't know where she was, and the ball hits the ground behind her, and she didn't get anything on it. 16-14, Middletown now with a two-point lead in set number four, 9 points from the district title. Gabby Harvey, the sophomore. Couple dribbles, will send the right hand in. There's some adrenaline right there flowing as she blows that one by. That's at least 10 feet out. I'm being generous with 10. 16-15 is the point to Spring Grove. Now you're going to start seeing nerves setting in who will be able to handle them the best. Mummert back in the game, the serving specialist. Gets a good serve. Harvey barely gets the ball over. But Spring Grove's in a scramble mode, too. And Middletown on a free ball now. Heilman, back set. Bannister wasn't ready for it. Sends it over. Mummert. Ormond goes wide. Here's Ziegler. Dug by Wagner. Heilman, back set. Bannister sees an opening and finds it. Just dunks it down on that left-hand side. And Middletown with a point, 17-15. Quick substitution for Spring Grove. They will bring Baum back in the game, the libero, as that defensive specialist with Bannister to the service line. Up by two. Down the line. Poyer, after a shank pass, comes up. And the free ball for Middletown. Here's Bannister out of the back line. Dug. Ormond in the middle. Bannister digs that one. Heilman over in two. And nobody ready for it for Spring Grove. And a point for Middletown. Heilman, another sneaky move from the setter.
She's been doing that all game. We've seen at least one or two of those every single set, and it caught Spring Grove off guard. so off guard, though, I have to call a timeout.
18-15, Middletown leading in set number four. They are 7 points from a district championship. We'll keep it here as Spring Grove calls their first timeout of this fourth set.
In double A, getting word the Trinity has swept York Catholic in three sets. So Trinity, the only team to beat Middletown, and they did it twice this season, taking the double A district championship.
They are the number one team ranked by the Pennsylvania Volleyball Coaches. They are number one in double A in the state coming in to this. Middletown, actually the highest ranked District 3 team coming into the district tournament. They were ranked ninth, one spot ahead of Greencastle Antrim coming into the district playoffs.
Don't forget, we've got highlights up on our Facebook page, and we'll have the exciting finish for you in this one, too.
Middletown, 7 points from a district title. Would be the first girls team sport championship in the district in Middletown school history. Ball goes long from Bannister on the serve, as at the last moment, McKenna McBride stepped out of the way. So it's a point for Spring Grove. They're still very much in this fourth set. They need someone to get hot from the service line. Could it be Aubrey Ziegler, who goes back there right now? One of their setters, the junior, puts it in play up. Middletown, LeKites finds Harvey. LeKites doesn't get it over the net. Point for Spring Grove, 18-17. Middletown's lead cut down to one. Just getting in front of this in case it's an issue. We played a 25, but it's win by two. Serve goes out. LeKites looks at it, uses every bit of calculation that she can, looking at that ball, thinking that's got to be going wide, and it just barely does, according to Jen Sager. The linesman on that side, Middletown 19-17 lead, 6 points from the district title. Baum set up, blocked to the back line. Boyer hits it in the net. A point for Middletown as they block Savannah Bosley. And Middletown now 5 points from the district title, 20-17. Blue Raiders won the first set, 25-20. Here's LeKites with the serve. Baum doesn't get much on it. Boyer to the outside. Ziegler will fire it down. They need her in a big way, and the sophomore responds with a huge kill, pulling Spring Grove back within 20-18 in the fourth. Middletown won the first set 25-20. 13-25 was that second set. Middletown winning the third set. Harvey, Diggs, Heilman. Now Wagner gets it through the block for a point. Middletown 4 points away from the title. 21-18.
This team is clicking right now. And now you get your senior, you get Maddie Fox, who's been very consistent all day. She gets to go back and serve for the Blue Raiders.
Here's Maddie Foss. Sends it into the middle. Ball sent out. Boyer blocked. A point for Middletown. Raina Jones was there again on the block for the Blue Raiders. Middletown 3 points away. Time out, Spring Grove. 22-18. The Middletown crowd that has traveled down here cheering on their Blue Raiders. Lisa Huber, the head coach, over there imploring her team right now to finish this one off.
First girls team championship to the Middletown School District.
Maddie Fox, the senior outside hitter, will have it on her hands right now at the service line. 22-18, Middletown 3 points away. Sends it to the middle. Dug by Baum, sent wide by Ziegler. Boyer's kill goes off of the block and down for Spring Grove.
It was a miscommunication there. Jones thought it might have been going to Heilman. Heilman thought the opposite. It was unfortunate break.
Macy Baum, who's been sneaky good on the service line so far, back there for Spring Grove. LeKites Shank pass. Bannister. Jones will send it back over with a free ball. Here's Spring Grove with a chance. They set Boyer. Full swings. Left Heights with the dig. Into the middle goes Heilman. It's blocked down as right there was Hannah Baldoff. Able to knock that one down and get the point for Spring Grove. 22-20. Rockets will not go away. Here is Baum. It is Wagner. Overpass. Blocked back by Spring Grove. And just like that, here are the Rockets within one. Timeout Middletown. Lisa Huber calls her first timeout here in set number four.
Might have been just too much adrenaline pumping through those Middletown veins. You get a moment, you can relax, just chill out, get your head on straight again. You had an unlucky couple of breaks there. You just needed to go one your way.
Let's reset the scene for you here in the District 3. Triple-A Girls Volleyball Championship game, the number 5 seed Middletown Blue Raiders lead 2-1, 25-20. They lost set 2, 13-25, won the third set 25-19, and now are up in set number 4, 22-21. But Spring Grove is serving and is on a couple-point run here to get within one here in the set. Macy Baum will serve for Spring Grove. Back to play. Here we go. Baum, the right-handed jump serve. Wagner with the dig for Middletown. Inside, Lena Jones is dug up to the front line. Boyer will send it over. Bannister will get set in the back line. Ball is dug. Here's Baum to bump set it to the outside. Harvey with a dive, but it goes down. And Savannah Buckley has the kill for Spring Grove to tie this fourth set at 22. And now everybody feeling the pressure. Here's Baum on the service line. This one's going to go to Harvey, who just gets it back in. Great job by Howland getting it back, and Harvey will get a free ball over the top. Here's Spring Grove, and a lift as going up there. Aubrey Ziegler knew it was close to the block and tried to pull it back with her fingertips. And it was a point given to Spring Grove there.
It was, I saw it as Spring Grove getting it first, but they gave it in favor of them because they kind of have it to both teams there.
I think what ended up happening was that Middletown either came over the net or touched the net, one or the other, and that was the conversation. A tough break there on a key play against the Blue Raiders.
It seems like they are chatting, though, the linemen.
They can chat all they want. It's not going to change anything right now, I don't think. So you've got Ed Haldeman over there talking with Jen Sager, Mick Gilbert, Jeffrey Arisman's on the other side. Veteran crew, Mick Gilbert, actually, the linesman, actually coached both of these head coaches when he was a head coach for volleyball in club volleyball. Crazy world. Spring Grove leads it now 23-22 on the fourth set. Even if Middletown loses the set, we will go to a deciding fifth. Baum with the serve. Wagner finds Harvey. Wagner is dug. Ball comes up the back line, and it will go on the line just in as it is Spring Grove who gets the point, and they have set point here in the fourth. Middletown had control of this fourth set. Spring Grove a point away from stealing it away. Baum to send this to a deciding fifth set. Referee right now just trying to tell the Spring Grove bench at this point, I think, that they need to stay back. They can't jump up onto to the floor. Trying to settle everyone down just a little bit. Both teams being told that right now. Strange time to choose to do this on set point, but he does it nonetheless. 24-22, Spring Grove. Baum to send it to set 5. Long service error. And Middletown must win the next point to keep us going in set number 4, but this might be the right person to have back there. as it is Kennedy Howman, who's had a very good game serving. The sophomore sends it in play. Dug by Ziegler. Aubrey Ziegler sends it back to Elena Ziegler over in Middletown with opportunity. Howman. Bannister will get a spring. Dug. Bomb. Passes it back. Middletown. Harvey will dive for it. Jones bumps it up. Middletown sends it over with Bannister. It's wide. And we will go to set number five. It'll be a deciding fifth set as Spring Grove wins set for 25-23. We'll step out for a break. Back with the decider. Somebody's going to win a district championship in set number five when we come back on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Gingrich Memorials is the oldest business in Middletown, celebrating 100 years of service to the community. Gingrich Memorials has their own art staff and in-house laser, and they wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season. That's Gingrich Memorials, 568 North Union Street in Middletown.
Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Tim Clouser has buyer and seller representation, real estate appraisal, new construction, and more. Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select, his number 717-526-4300 or online at tclouser.harrisburghomes.net.
And welcome back here to Spring Grove High School Gymnasium. And it is a buzz right now because we will go to a deciding fifth set. And over on the sideline behind both benches, the district championship trophy is out. So are the championship medals. Somebody's going to get gold. Somebody's going to get silver. It looked like Middletown was going to finish this one off in four sets, but all of a sudden at the very end of that set, Spring Grove was able to get hot. Macy Baum able to get multiple points from the service line. And Spring Grove wins the set 25-23. So now we will go to a deciding fifth set. Folks, if you're not familiar with the sport of girls volleyball, the way that this works is very, very simple. They don't go to 25. They go to 15, win by two. Same rules everywhere else, but it is win by two.
And they had that against Twin Valley.
They've been through it. Well, actually, both these teams have been through it because Middletown was through that with Twin Valley in the quarterfinal game and won 15-13. And in their last match, Spring Grove was down 2-0 to Greencastle Antrim and on the road had to come all the way back and ended up winning the fifth set in that match by a final score of 15-9. So both these teams in the playoffs have had to go to the wire. And we're going to go to the wire here in this one.
Well, we've got some more highlights for you on our Facebook page. Doing that last point by Spring Grove to send this into the fifth and final set here on WMSS Middletown.
Glad you could join us tonight. Regardless of the outcome, historic appearance for the Middletown girls volleyball team in the district championship game, first appearance in the semifinals in the last round, first appearance in the finals here in this round. But they want to just get one more set and see if they can take home the district championship. Lisa Huber's team has faced adversity when Addie Huber, one of their best players, broke her leg midway through the season, and this team has still persevered through that. And it has been a tremendous effort from this squad to really not skip much of a beat. But now we go to set number five. Spring Grove won the toss and will serve with Macy Baum. She's the one who got hot there at the end of the fourth set to start things off. We are underway now here in set number five. Baum, dug by Lekites, Heilman. Jones is dug. Ball goes back line. Free ball at best for Middletown. Here's Bannister. The Heilman thinks it for two. There it is. Goes over on two for the spike for Kennedy Heilman. 1-0 Middletown. And the fifth straight set. Middletown has gotten the first point. So here's Heilman who goes right back to the service line for the Blue Raiders. Right-handed sophomore Doug. Now it is Aubrey Ziegler finding and Doug. Here is Jones tipping it over top of the block for Middletown. Baum after the dig. Here's Mackenzie Boyer. Doesn't clear the net. And it's a point for Middletown, quickly up to nothing. And even more so when you're going to 25, it is vitally important to get the quick start going to 15. Here's Heilman. Down the line she goes. Boyer returns in the shank into the net. And another point for Middletown. 3-0 Blue Raiders. Kennedy Heilman has been one of the most consistent servers for Middletown here tonight. She's got another look at a serve here. Up 3-0 here in the fifth set. Winner of this set wins the district title. Heilman dug by Ziegler. Outside Boyer dug by the Kites. Here's Bannister with a full swing. Gets a piece of it and sent back over. What a scramble by Spring Grove. Bannister is blocked. Well done by Boyer for the first point of the set for Spring Grove.
It looks like it could have been out of bounds. The line judge just calls it in favor of Spring Grove there.
Savannah Bosley out into the game as the custom for Liz Ziegler's team. McKenna McBride, 3-1 Middletown. We play to 15. McBride, dug by Harvey. LeKites does a great job running it down. Free ball over for Spring Grove. Armin, back set. Here is that off. She's dug. Middletown will send it over another free ball. Armin again. This time she'll go wide. Boyer, full swing, dug by LeKites. And Middletown will just barely get it back over. Balled off. Back set to her. Blocked down, but out. Off of the block. Point, Spring Grove.
Baldoff has been the star of this game so far, and she is coming through here in the fifth and final set.
It will be McBride, her second straight serve. Wagner will dig. Heilman sets. Bannister a full swing dug. Orman, back line is Ziegler. Lots of topspin, and it goes down. We're tied at three. Middletown scored the first three. Spring Grove has pulled the next three here in set number five. McKenna McBride getting some confidence back on the service line for the Rockets. Harvey will dig her. Heilman able to get it back to Jones. Ball sent back over. Free ball. Middletown. Jones tries to dunk it down. Spring Grove will have an opportunity. Baldoff gets it up. The Middletown digs. Back over. Scramble play. Here's Orman over to the left side. Boyer tries to spike. Middletown with a save. Ball in play, but three touches. It doesn't go over. Point Spring Grove. Rockets lead for the first time in set five, 4-3.
They are putting the pressure on Middletown right now. They're forcing Middletown to be able to return those, and they're struggling to really get them over with damage being possible.
Here comes McBride again from the service line. LeKites to Heilman. Here's Jones. Tipped by the block. Orman finds Boyer, tipped over top of the block for a point. Middletown sent the double block at her, and she just went right over top, 5-3. The little dink gets the point. Five straight for the Rockets here in set number five. Got to call timeout if they get to this next point. Got to stop the rhythm. Here's McBride, Wagner, to Heilman. Here's Bannister. Is dug by Baum. Back line here, Ziegler sending it back over. Miscommunication as LeKites and Harvey collide, and it's another point for Spring Grove. 6-3 Spring Grove. Six straight for the Rockets. Here's McBride. Middletown needs to get her off the service line. Harvey with the dig. Here's Heilman to set. They'll go to Bannister in the middle. She'll fire it down off the big attempt for Ziegler. But Bannister gets a much-needed kill. And Middletown back to life here in set five, down 6-4.
Bannister has been their key all game, and you needed her to come through right there, and she did. Gives you life, like you said.
Katie Wagner, the left-handed jump serve, hits high in the air. It'll be a tough set. Boyer's going to have to send it over, and Middletown with an easy dig. Heilman. Bump set. Lekites with a kill. Great swing from Ellie Lekites that time. Finds the back line defense. Not able to come up with it. It's 6-5 as we just go back and forth between these two. Middletown down by one with the serve. Wagner. Baum digs it. Foreman. Back set to the right side. Badoff is out with that one. She thought she got a touch. No, sir, says the official. Nobody saw that one. Middletown point. We're tied up at 6.
Spring Grove is very upset with that one.
Nobody saw it from the officiating crew. Wagner to serve. We're all tied. Shank pass. Blocked back by Middletown. And now Middletown gets it back with Harvey. Heilman looking. And we have an injured player. And that is Hannah Badoff, who is injured. And they just stopped in the middle of that play. And I hope they'll play a let here, which would mean that they would not count this point at all. Middletown realizing that there was an injured player. And remember, a lot of these players do play together. So something happened with Badoff reaching at her left shoulder on that play. So whatever happened to her, it happened quickly. She went down. Middletown recognized that, stopped play. So we will resume at 6-all when we come back to action. But she is in a lot of pain right now. And usually that's that shoulder area when you're in that sort of pain. Sometimes that's a dislocation, which is something that pops out. You can a lot of times pop it back in. But It is painful when it happens. I don't know that that's what happened. They're trying to help her up right now. But she will come out. A good round of applause from the crowd right now. And deservedly so. Hannah Baldoff, the junior, has had a fantastic game for Spring Grove. But the Rockets now will bring in Maddie Sliver, a sophomore, who has not seen, I don't think I've seen her this entire match so far. And if she was, it was briefly. 6-6 is the score. So we're back to action. Spring Grove with Sliver in the game. Told her what to do. We're Wagner over to the side. Here's Boyer. She is dug. Heilman goes wide. Lekites is just going to be able to get it back over. Orman sends it wide. Ball is blocked back by Bannister and sent back over. Great job by Orman, the freshman center, of winning the joust at the net for the point for Spring Grove. 7-6 Rockets. We play to 15 for a district title win by 2. Mackenzie Boyer on the service line. Harvey with the set. Great spike that time from Lena Jones right out of the middle. It was a good dig from Harvey. A perfect set middle by Heilman. And Jones just flying up. Puts it down to tie it back up at 7. Gabby Harvey to serve for Middletown. She's had some good moments from the line. Not this time. Hits the top of the net and comes back crashing to the Middletown side, 8-7.
I think both teams have certain points in these matches that they'd like to get back, some of those easy ones that they've been putting into the net.
Kristen Mummert, serving specialist for Spring Grove, comes in. This will be a great time for Spring Grove if she can get hot. Middletown digs her with Wagner. Back set. Bannister, a full swing. That's out. Just long. She missed it by about 6 inches. 9-7 and a timeout, Middletown. We'll keep it here. 9-7 is the score. The last time Middletown called a timeout with Mummert on the service line, she deposited one in the net. Maybe that's the reason that they call the timeout here, but just to settle things down here in set number 5, just to reset for everybody, we are at the District 3 Girls AAA Volleyball Championship match between Middletown and Spring Grove. We are all tied right now at 2 sets apiece. Middletown 25-20 win in the first set. Spring Grove a 13 win in the second set. Middletown won the third set 25-19. Spring Grove came back to win set number 4, 25-23, and now lead in the first to 15-point fifth set 9-7.
Look, Spring Grove has some wind in their sails right now. If you're in Middletown, you got to light those boats on fire.
What on earth are you talking about? Kristen Mummert on the line. She is serving.
Stand by it.
LaKites set. Fox got a piece, and it's jousted back over by Spring Grove for the point. The bounce is going the way of the Rockets at the end of this match. And they're up 10-7, 5 points from a district championship for Spring Grove. State champions 2 years ago, trying to return to District 3 glory. Back set to Bannister, and she gets it off the top of the net down for the hill. Got to go to your money players at this point of the game. And Lily Bannister is at for Middletown. And the North Carolina A&T recruits goes back to the service line for Middletown, trailing 8-10 here in the fifth. Bannister, the lefty, sends it in play. Jug, set, Ziegler blasts that one way out of play. Never able to follow through on that one. A little bit tight in the sophomore. A little tight with that swing, too. On the nerves. And 9, Middletown within 1. Bannister again. She's been sneaky good on the service line. Doug, here's Orman. Back set to Boyer. She goes into the net as now Spring Grove showing some nerves. We're tied at 10. Somebody's going to win a district championship in a few points. Who can get to 15 by 2 first? Bannister. Good serve, and it's an ace. That one knuckled right over the net, and Boyer was putting the handle that one. Timeout Spring Grove as Middletown has rolled off a 4-point run.
11-10. Lady Raiders leading. Do you have to win by two?
Gotta win by two.
Gotta win by two. So it's to 15, but they'll continue on. Got to win by two, and this is it. Final set, tied at 2.
You can throw all the cliches you want to at this point out, and some that don't make any sense. Hopefully we won't throw any more of those at you. But at this stage of the match, both teams are feeling all sorts of nerves, all sorts of feelings that they haven't felt before, because this is a new situation for everybody out there on the floor. Playing for a district championship right here in the fifth and deciding set. Here is Lily Bannister back on the service line for Middletown. Blue Raiders, 4 points from a district championship. Bannister, the lefty, fires. It's Doug up to Orman. They go wide to Ziegler off the block, and Wagner digs for Middletown. Heilman runs it down. Free ball as LaKites gets it over the net. Orman will send it right back to Ziegler off the block. Great job by Harvey getting it back. Middletown tips it over. And now a free ball. Once again, Baum. They'll go right back to Ziegler. Can't get a swing on this one. Middletown a chance. Heilman to the middle block. Dug by Harvey of Middletown. Now to Heilman. Bannister out of the back line. And that's going to be into the net. Into the net for Spring Grove. A big mistake there on the block. And Middletown 3 points away. Great job of just staying alive in that point. 12-10, Bannister fires down the right side. Dug by Baum. Nobody gets the ball. And Middletown 2 points away.
Could be one of the costliest plays in this entire game. Probably is. Nobody picked off on the dig from Baum. She got it off the strong serve from Bannister straight up. And it was between four different players who all just looked at it fall between them.
There are people pacing all over this gym right now.
If I wasn't hooked up to this headset right now, I would be too.
I know a couple of guys who are related to the head coach who are over at the far end just pacing and pacing. A husband and a brother-in-law who are down there pacing along with a lot of other Middletown fans who are on their feet right now. The Lady Raiders are 2 points away from a district title. And Lily Bannister, who is known for her kills, has been killing it on the service line here at the end of this fifth set for Middletown. And she will have another opportunity here to inflict more damage on Spring Grove. Rockets after that timeout, I believe their last here of the set. Down 13-10, Middletown with the serve. Boyer digs. Foreman sends it wide. They will look for Ziegler off the block. Bannister gets it. Up is Heilman. McKites with a swing. Block back. Harvey gets it. Heilman in the middle. Fox off the block. Fox off the block in Middletown. The point away. Maddie Fox with a kill off the block. Championship point for Middletown. Lily Bannister, the lefty, fires the jump serve. Baum with the bump. Sets over to the far side. Ziegler with a swing. Blocked by Middletown. LeKite's up. Heilman dinks it over. Spring Grove gets it. Baum, back set. Elena Ziegler, dug by Wagner. Heilman, back set. Bannister fires it over. Dug. Here's Orman in the middle. Down it goes, but Boyer can't get it. And it's not gone. It's scored by Heilman. Middletown wins it. 15-10. Kennedy Heilman with a winning spike. And the Blue Raiders have won the district title. They rush the court. And the Lady Raiders have won the first ever district championship. Not just for girls volleyball, but for girls team sports at Middletown. Final, 25-20, 13-25, 25-19, 23-25, 15-10. Lily Bannister on the service line finishes off the last 7 points, and the Lady Raiders of Middletown are champions in District 3. We're going to step out for a quick break. When we come back, interviews from the floor, post-game show, all that coming up here on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Blue Raiders. Tim Clouser has buyer and seller representation, real estate appraisal, new construction, and more. Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select. His number is 717-526-4300 or online at tclouser.harrisburghomes.net.
Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, proudly serves the Middletown area. Michelle and Doug Lutz are proud Blue Raider alumni. Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, has flowers, centerpieces, bouquets, wreaths, and they're a member of the Teleflora Network. Their number is 717-944-5425 or online at creationswithyouinmind.com.
Daly's Golf on East Main Street in Middletown does everything automotive. Tune-ups, inspection, tires, exhaust, brakes, even towing. Daly's Golf is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. That's Daly's Golf, proud Blue Raider sponsors. Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is a proud sponsor of Middletown Athletics. Trophies, plaques, T-shirts, promotional items, and much more. Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is located at the Square on Main Street in Hummelstown or online at hughesawards.espwebsite.com. The Middletown Moose Family Lodge 410 is Middletown's family fun center. They have dinners Tuesday through Saturday nights and host activities year-round. Membership is available. The Middletown Moose, located at 100 Mill Street in Middletown. Good luck, Raiders!
And welcome back here to Spring Grove High School Gymnasium, where history was made for the Middletown Blue Raiders. The girls volleyball team, your district champions in 2023. 3-2 in a thrilling finish. 15-10, your fifth set. Brian Kaiser along with John Wilsbach here on the postgame show. Travin Murdy going down to wrangle up some people to bring up to our broadcast area to after the award ceremony, so we can talk to the victorious Lady Raiders and just celebrate history for Middletown with a championship. We've got highlights on our Facebook page, so check that out at WMSS FM 91.1 FM.
And I'm uploading right now, Brian, the final 2 points and Middletown winning it and celebrating. It's going to take a few minutes for it to go through, but
we got you, folks.
We've got you. We'll have it up here shortly.
And right now, all of the Spring Grove Roxas, and wow, they were game here today. Liz Ziegler, a lot to be proud about. Her team, it's a team that won a state title, retooled after that, and are right back here challenging again in a very young team overall that will be heard from a year from now. They really have a lot of their key players coming back. So Liz Ziegler, Rockets drop to 17-5 on the season. Middletown improves to 20-2 and will be your top seed in the from District 3 in the state playoffs.
And that will be at Middletown, will it not be?
I believe so, yes. I believe the first round games get hosted.
Should be on Tuesday, and fans will be able to go out to Middletown and support the Lady Raiders.
And now Middletown Athletic Director Scott Govern, who used to be the athletic director down here at Spring Grove at one point, so he knows them quite well, is going to hand the medal to Lisa Huber, the head coach. Congratulations. So Avery Kalanick, Cassie Pomeranning, Natalie Carey, Lena Jones, Addison Huber, Katie Wagner, Maddie Fox, Kennedy Heilman, Ellie LeKites, Lily Bannister, and Gabby Harvey, your varsity players from Middletown. I don't know when the gravity of what they've done will kick in.
Hey, you know, we were here on the broadcast back in the 80s when Middletown girls lost in the district girls basketball championship to Bishop McDevitt. We were there in Enola when they lost to Chambersburg in the softball district championship. And now Middletown finally getting a girls district 3 championship. And it comes with volleyball.
Congratulations going to all of them as right now. Victoria White, Laney Moore also getting congratulations. Lisa Huber's out there. Paul Roman, the assistant principal, is here as well. And now the presenting of the championship trophy. Scott Govern will hand it over to the Middletown seniors. The Blue Raiders are your girls volleyball champions for 2023. And what a fantastic match between these two teams.
Oh, it was a roller coaster.
This is exactly what you want out of a title game. Both teams just fighting tooth and nail the entire time. And even in that final set, John, Middletown goes up 3-0. Spring Grove wins the next 6 points.
Yeah.
Then Middletown comes back and ties it. Spring Grove takes a 10-8 lead. And then Middletown just closing it out with Lily Bannister on the service line for the last 7 points of the game to win the title. So Middletown will next host. How I have looking it up, they will get the 3 seed out of District 12, Archbishop Carroll, on Tuesday. And again, we believe that game is at Middletown. Believe that the PIAA home sites games in the first round. If not, it will be local because Middletown the higher seed in that one. Unfortunately for Spring Grove, a loss here means that they are on the road. They will be at District 12 champion Lansdale Catholic in the tournament. And if you're wondering what awaits for both of these teams, the team that is expected to be the hammer is the defending state champion out of District 1, Pope John Paul II. If they were able to win their district title today, they were against Villa Maria Academy. We're going to step out for a break. When we come back, Draven's going to be bringing people up here, and we're going to talk to them. Your district champions from Middletown will be with us on the air when we come back here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
DHL Supply Chain is present in 55 countries with more than 140,000 employees and over 1,400 warehouses and offices. Solving problems and creating solutions, it's DHL Supply Chain. Proud supporters of Blue Raider athletics and academics.
Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is open from noon to midnight 7 days a week. The kitchen is open from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. daily. Membership information is available. That's VFW Post 1620, located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown.
Middletown Lumber has been in business in Middletown since 1955. From hardwoods to framing lumber, Western red cedar to custom decks, located at 2 Clinton Avenue in Middletown, it's Middletown Lumber at 717-944-4005 or middletownlumber.com. Giant Company. Nutrition, health, and pharmacy resources all in one place. And from our table to your table, there's Giant Direct, allowing you to pick up your groceries without leaving your car. Giant Company partners with over 100 local food banks and with Feeding America, the nation's largest organization dedicated.
He came down here and started celebrating and forgot that he was supposed to be grabbing people to interview. So we're still working on getting people over here to interview right now. So Draven is working on that as we speak. We're down on the floor. And it's the nice thing, John, about being mobile right now.
That's right. We're in the middle of everything.
We're trying to give Draven an opportunity to get some post-game interviews in.
Now, they usually don't cut down the net here, but...
No. They're just going to yank it down, I think, more than anything else. So we're going to hand it over. Draven Murray is with Lily Bannister.
Lily, you had the final 7 points to clinch this team's district championship. It's cliche, but what is going through your head right now?
I'm just thankful for all my teammates. You know, maybe I might have gotten lost a couple points, but I couldn't have done it without those five people on the court with me. You know, I give all my credit to them. Coach Lisa Huber on my sidelines, couldn't have done it without her. You know, it was a team effort. Everybody that I played a role in every single point in that game, for sure.
What does it mean to bring a championship back to Middletown as a senior before you leave?
Oh my gosh, I'm speechless right now. I can't even describe how it feels right now to have this win for my team, and especially my senior year. We've all worked so hard for this, and everybody just, it feels great. It feels awesome. I'm breathless.
Well, you guys went up in that fifth set, then they came storming back. I mean, it was a roller coaster match this whole night.
Yeah, it was. We definitely did our best to stay disciplined. We had to stay relentless with our defense the entire game. You know, there's just no let up happening.
Congratulations. Lily Bannister, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good luck in the state.
Thank you.
Maddie Fox, welcome.
Hi.
What's going through your head right now?
I'm just really in disbelief because it's my senior year, and I was not expecting this. I kind of was. But it was really exciting, and I loved playing with this team.
I mean, you guys faced a little bit of adversity earlier in the year when Addy obviously went down. Addy Huber, a key part of this team. What does it mean? You did not lose a game despite her being out afterwards. What was that kind of process for your team and making sure that you can get to you?
It was definitely a difficult time, but mostly we just encouraged each other and kept each other going throughout the whole season when Addy was out. And I don't know, we just persevered.
What does it mean for you to be able to bring our title back to Middletown before you leave for college?
It's just really insane. I just keep thinking I'm a part of history, and it's definitely very surreal. I don't know what to think.
You are. You're the first female sports team at Middletown to ever win a district championship.
Oh, that's weird.
Congratulations, Maddie.
Thank you.
All right, we're waiting for Coach to come over. Let's walk over this way. Draven, we'll get Coach on here real quick. Congratulations, yes. Look at that.
Congratulations, Coach.
Coach Huber with us.
Thank you.
You guys took a 3-0 lead in that fifth set, and then they came storming back 6-3. What was kind of going through your head to make sure they didn't get in their own heads on that court?
oh, I told them they have to just stay calm and stay aggressive on the game. We got really tense at times, and you could see it written on their faces. And I didn't even game plan with them at that point. I'm just like, stay calm, work hard, work together. This is about you guys. You got to work through this together. And I think something just finally clicked where they're like, okay, let's do this. And towards the end, they played incredible defense to keep the ball off the floor to pull out the win.
I mean, we saw the rise of some really important sophomores throughout the year. Gabby Harvey really stepped up later. Then through it, Caitlin Wagner, Lena Jones, everyone. What does it mean to really be able to see your team show up when you really need them to? And now it shows it in the district championship.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I've talked about with my seniors about all the time and my juniors about bringing them along for the ride and making them feel comfortable and giving their maximum effort and making sure that they are feeling part of the team. And you could see that tonight. And it's been something that they've been building off of.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Coach.
Thank you.
Congratulations again. I'm here with Kennedy Heilman. Kennedy, you had the final point. What does that mean for you? She's not on. Sorry. Can you repeat that for us?
It was so exciting. I was so relieved that it was such an incredible moment.
Was there anything going on in your head when you hit that?
I was just, like, in shock. I was like, I'm so glad.
I mean, just, you guys faced so much adversity. What does it mean to really overcome all of it just to finally be able to lift that banner?
It was such a work in progress, and I think we just did an amazing job overall.
Absolutely. Congratulations. We also have Ellie LeKite. Ellie, you were also incredibly consistent in making sure the Blue Raiders got this win. What does it mean for you to be able to lift that trophy?
It feels so good. I'm just glad we won. It was really tight there, and I didn't want to lose. So,
I mean, this game looked like it was going back and forth. You guys obviously trailed 6-3 in that fifth set. What would you kind of say to yourself to make sure you didn't gain your own head?
Well, I was just like, we got this. And then, oh, my God, my defense in that last set, sorry. Not to my own horn or anything, but whoo, that was
good. Shoot your own horn away. It was incredible. It was a large part of the reason you guys completed the comeback.
Thank you.
Massive congratulations.
Thank you.
Whatever to Caitlin Wagner. How does it feel?
Feels amazing, actually.
Obviously, you were a key role. You had a bunch of really big saves throughout the game. And you were just a point of consistency for the Blue Raiders team when they needed it. What was kind of going through your head throughout the game?
I was nervous. I was like, if I miss this serve, I was like.
Oh, my God. But you had a couple really important takes on those final rallies to make sure that they weren't able to really scrape back into it. I mean, what was really going through your head on those final 5 points?
I was just scared. I didn't know if we were going to pull it through, but I knew at the end we were going to.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Draven Murdy for...
That's going to do it.
Yeah.
Going to do our broadcast.
Absolutely.
Middletown victorious, 3-2. And winning that last one, 15-10. Check out our Facebook page. We've got the final 2 victorious points on there. And the victory and the celebration... And check that out. And Lady Raiders should be home next week, Tuesday. Keep an eye on our Facebook page Tuesday. And go out and support them. All right. That's going to wrap things up. The Lady Raiders of Middletown, the first ever girls District 3 champion in a sport. And the Lady Raiders have a District 3 championship. And they'll continue now in the States.
They will indeed. It'll be... Archbishop Carroll next for Middletown. It will be Lansdale Catholic will be the next opponent for Spring Grove. And the team that's sitting there in the second round of states most likely would probably be Pope John Paul II. Most likely that's going to be what ends up happening for Middletown. So we are going to wrap things up here. I think. I'm going to grab Lena. Okay.
Lena, real quick. Oh, Lena, you're live on the air. Lena Jones.
back and forth.
Go ahead, Travis.
You were massive in that final set for the Blue Raiders. I mean, what was going through your head?
Honestly, I was, like, locked in. I wasn't thinking about anything. Just hitting the ball, honestly. Not, like,
letting up. You know what I mean?
You had a couple of really key blocks right at the net, especially when, if I'm not mistaken, it was to make it 10 to 11. You blocked one of the Ziegler shots right at the net. I mean, what did that really mean to you and to hype up your team?
Well, I don't know. I was just, like, hyped. Like, I was, like, it was just really good to, like, help the team out. You know, even if we're down, like, it was good to get a block so we could get back. And, yeah.
Hey. Great. And there's more volleyball to be played next week.
Yes. Tuesday.
Thanks for joining us. You're correct. Tuesday.
Tuesday at Middletown Area High School. Because they won, we will be hosting in the first round of state playoffs. That'll do it for our broadcast tonight.
And we want to thank Gabby Garisto, our studio producer, sticking around for a few minutes later. For Brian Kaiser, Draven Murdy, I'm John Wilsbach. The final sets, Middletown 3-2 over Spring Grove. Lady Raiders are AAA District 3 girls volleyball champions. And you heard it here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Blue Raider Sports Network on WMSS. Today's game was brought to you by Giant Company, Middletown Lumber, VFW Post 1620, DHL Supply Company, the Middletown Home, Hughes Awards and Screen Printing, the Dominic D. DeFrancesco Memorial American Legion, Post 594, the Brownstone Cafe, Middletown Moose, J&J Pizzeria, Daly's Golf, Michelle's Creations with You in Mind, Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select, Gingrich Memorials, Jack's Auto Sales, Hedrick Center, and the Middletown Area Alumni Association. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS and WMSSFM.com.